What's poppin'? It's the Friday Drew and Mike show. Getting ready for the weekend. Trudy's on site. Being accused, by the way, this may be the tweet of the day.
What?
Someone says that guaranteed your phone unlock password is your birthday. After busting, who'd you bust yesterday?
Smollett.
Yeah. Mark, Brandon, Joey in the house for a show that will feature Eli's coming by.
Eli's coming.
And we will also have Mr. Skin.
Nice.
The Anatomy Awards. It's time.
All right.
So Skin will be on Facebook Live. And Facebook Live will be brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, located in the heart of downtown Royal Oak on Main Street between 3rd and 4th. 150 tequilas, premium tequilas on hand, ready for your immediate consumption. And of your old favorites, too. And, of course, we'll kick off next week with Margarita Mondays, $4 free squeezed margaritas, $13 all-you-can-eat Taco Tuesday, open mic Wednesdays with half-off bottles of wine and pitchers of sangria, Trivia Thursday, where you win cash and prizes, plus the Sunday brunch from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. That'd be the next thing on the list. And 10% discount if you mention the Drew and Mike show. So, today, Jesse Smollett arrested.
Whoa.
And, boy, they got that in at 5:15 a.m., so they marched him in there without any cameras, no media. Oh, isn't that cute?
Now, who did I see perp walking with the fro?
It's him.
That was him?
Yeah, it's his new look.
He had his hair done.
Was he perp walked? Seriously?
Yeah, they showed him walking.
I never thought they were going to get caught. I caught him.
I didn't see it. I'm disappointed.
I don't know if it was in the court or out of court.
I watched a lot of Smollett coverage today.
Well, but then
no
you turn it off for... But I already changed it, too. I mean, there's his booking photo.
Oh, this
oh,
I saw that.
Prison food and penis.
Well, he will.
Both.
Did it just happen? You mean the perp walked to the court?
I think to the court,
okay,
yeah.
I meant the arrest this morning at 5:15 a.m.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see any of that.
Maybe it was post-bail.
I didn't see any media gathered around his apartment. I didn't see anything like that. I would have thought this story was that big.
Well, it could be post-bail because then he had a blowout appointment right after his his court date.
Is that a fact?
So he had his hair did, yeah.
Well, Chicago police held a press conference this morning at about 10 o'clock.
Ooh,
and
man.
Angry chief of police, angry. Said he was dissatisfied with his paycheck on Empire and wanted to up his profile.
Hey, kiss my ass, bitch. I'm paying you shit.
Also said the $3,500 was paid total to the two brothers. I thought it was $3,500 apiece.
Oh, he's cheap.
And the $500 was to be shared, too.
Did he at least reimburse them for the hats?
Yes, that we heard that earlier.
So the $3,500 that... It's that plus costs. Did he reimburse their Uber ride?
Don't know about that.
Wow.
Haven't heard that yet. But
did they submit receipts to him?
They probably did. There's phone calls to them before and after the attack, by the way.
Yeah.
Which, are you kidding? Really?
What an idiot.
No.
God. What a petulant idiot.
Follow the money.
There's still people standing behind him, too.
Well, they must get some.
Good luck.
Not many.
Who's standing behind him? Family?
A lot of support online.
Yeah. I was watching the CNN panel today. They were still hoping that he's telling the truth.
I wish he was, too, but he's not.
There's conspiracy theories, too, that he's being thrown under the bus by the Chicago Police Department.
he's not.
I know, it's just so silly.
I would like to think they would aim higher if they were going to take down a celebrity.
Like?
I don't know, Oprah. I'm just thinking of a Chicago celebrity.
No, it sounds like this guy just really fucked up, and he sounds like he's an asshole. It's funny, I've been reading about how wonderful he is ever since this happened to him. He's so wonderful. Kids couldn't happen to someone nicer and all this. And then, yesterday we find out that, he got a DUI. He tried to give him his brother's name. Oops.
Pretty wonderful.
This is really quite the scummy. This is really brutal.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And I don't think.
I wish I'd never met him.
You know, trying to act like he's this horrible. He's in this subclass because he's LGBTQ, and obviously there's problems with being LGBTQ that aren't his fault or anyone's fault. But can you imagine somebody who's about, I don't know, 60 years old and gay, looking at him complaining about how hard it is to be gay? Can you imagine what that must look like?
Yeah, that's...
I'm sure I'd be thinking, you have no fucking idea. You're living your life openly as a gay man. Nobody bothers you. Nobody cares.
Black.
I mean, some people,
black,
I suppose some people care. Yeah, the black community is not real gay friendly. But this guy didn't seem to be having any problems.
No.
He was living a charmed life.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
He was on a network show, a very successful
he was making
network show, and he threw that all away.
65K an episode?
Was it 65K an
what?
Episode?
What?
I did see a tweet that said 65,000 per episode at 18 episodes per season. That would put him at 1.1 million per season. And I think those seasons, aren't they one in the spring, one in the fall? So that's.
Are they split
them?
I don't know.
If he built up his music career, he can make some real money, though. He was just attacked.
I got to confirm those numbers.
They didn't get attacked for real now because people are mad at him.
How are you going to confirm?
What a dipshit. Well, I just want to see what
just
he's getting.
Just hang around calling us surveillance cameras.
Well, because Drew heard 20,000 per episode, so that'd be a
well,
pretty
that's
big
a difference. Big
difference,
yeah. Well, now I want to know. When are you going to confirm him?
He can afford Garagos.
He's trying right now.
So he's got to have some dough.
Show me the money! God damn.
You know, if they pull this, because... You know, they're talking about mounting a vigorous defense. And we all know what that means. They're going to attack the Chicago police. They're going to attack the brothers, which means essentially trying to use racism again.
True.
Again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's going to look very good. I think he will be more hated if he does that than if he just said, I made a big mistake.
Well, it does more damage, too.
I like what Eddie Johnson had to say, the superintendent. The Super Nintendo of Chicago Police, who's like, you know, look at all those people, how many murders there are in this city. You diverted attention from all of the actual legitimate crime, you dick. He stopped at dick, but he should have.
Well, he also tried to say that any hate crime will be investigated with the same vigor, but we know that's not true. This guy's a well-known person, so of course it becomes a priority.
Yep.
And... I don't know. I just see him as done, like dinner, done, over, bye.
Unless he puts out a really cool song.
I don't think so.
On YouTube.
Oh, a song about making a mistake?
Sure.
Yashar Ali from Huffington Post and New York Magazine, he does say that, 65K per episode, 18 episodes. So.
That's insane.
That's good cash. I'd take that.
I can make that much money in 5 seconds.
And he was living in Chicago, where, you know, it's not
nice
the cheapest place to live, no, but still, it's not just, right, it's not like living in L.A. or New York.
He had to eat at Subway, though.
So. He did not. He chose to eat there.
I know. Who wouldn't choose to eat there?
By the way, the manager was mentioned at the press conference today.
Good. It's about time. I want him to go down.
Nobody's talking about the manager.
Just one person I know.
I think they did say, though, that phone call existed, that they did verify that
of course
they were
it
on
did.
The phone.
He came up with the whole thing.
Who else does he represent? Do we even know what his name is?
Brandon Z. Moore.
Yeah.
I think he would do better than those two brothers for co-conspirators. he paid him by check.
Oh, my God.
Although they've been saying that he's a personal trainer. Getting ready for a video shoot. What video shoot? He doesn't have any music.
On
get
Team
out of here.
Abe? Or what's their YouTube channel I sent you today? Did you know the brothers had a YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Pretty cool
really?
Videos. Yeah.
Oh, I
The cover for the YouTube channel looks like a gay porn site, too. I'll show you.
Hot.
Looks like you're keeping your bod pretty tight.
I got to find it. Hang on.
Brandon Z. Moore. I want to see who else he's.
No one.
Repping.
All the other liars.
It's your only liars.
It makes lies up for. Here you go, Trudy. Here's the picture. Look at that.
Let's see.
Oh, it's Team Abel.
Oh. Wow.
Oh.
Well, they're all oily.
Well. Breaking news, by the way. Facebook Live will be Eli, not Mr. Skin.
Okay.
Due to content issues that might be
flagged. Oh, that's probably smart.
What, Facebook can't tolerate a little...
I don't know. The social media department just passed me a memo. Apparently, they're listening.
The HR department?
HR and social media. Here's the HR memo.
We're just trying to cover our bases here.
Sheila Brandon.
Sheila's a consultant to the HR department. We need Sheila memos.
Yes.
We could actually use some around here. It's February. The weather sucks, but Tigers have reported spring training. The days are getting longer.
Well...
And celebration is going on at Zot Ford and Holly and DealsInAD.com. They want to warm the cockles of your heart with their annual $99 payment party. Lease a new fun-to-drive 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid as low as $99 a month, or lease a new sporty 19 Ford Escape as low as $99 a month. Finally, lease a new family-friendly performance SUV, a new 19 Ford Edge at $99 a month, as low as. Celebrate $99 payments in early spring with your friends at Zot Ford and Holly. And, oh, some of you are struggling with your finances, or you don't have a plan, or your plan's failing, or you're irresponsible. And that's why maybe you need Luke Nowacki's help, because he can come up with a plan or help you come up with a plan if you're flexible. And
you can make that much money in 5 seconds.
And if you've got little kids, of course, you're thinking about college and maybe a 529. You need to think about those things.
Do you know if with a 529 you can pay off the tax law that Trump changed? You can pay off elementary school and high school.
With 529?
But not in the state of Michigan.
What?
The state of Michigan said, no, we don't want to do that here.
Really?
No way. You can do that. Yeah.
So how many states are doing that?
I don't know. I don't know. I just know one that isn't.
So in other words, if you want to send your kid to private school, you could use 529
money.
That money. Well, that sucks. That really why would Michigan be so against that?
I don't know. I was bummed for those people.
Well, Luke will advise you of that if you don't remember. Call Luke Nowacki today at 248-663-4748 for a complimentary consultation to discuss your retirement plans, regardless of where you are in the process. Security Investment Advisory Service off through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates. So we were watching the – I thought this was weird that this guy that was going to kill everybody in the world last night, it was one of the lead stories.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's just too ambitious.
Yeah, he's not even going to leave a couple chicks to have sex with and reproduce and start his own white nationalist.
Is this the Coast Guard guy?
Commune?
Yeah, I know, and a Coast Guard guy. I'm like, wouldn't he be in the Navy or the Army?
You want to know my
Coast
first,
Guard?
I don't know what my first thought was.
Or a Green Beret?
Isn't your brother in the Coast? Isn't he Coast Guard?
No, he's not Coast Guard. He's he flied choppers.
Oh, okay.
Flied choppers.
He flied them choppers.
He flied
Red
choppers.
Red team go! Red team go!
Wait, wasn't someone in the Coast Guard or the National Guard?
Your dad had the best penis in the military.
Am I wrong?
National Guard? No, I don't.
Sorry, never mind.
I don't think so.
Strike that.
What insulting thing were you going to bring?
No, I just wondered if you knew him.
Oh.
Same area.
You know what's weird is I know this is wrong, but I don't think of the Coast. I think the Coast Guard is boat people, not.
Well, they are. Really they're mainly boat people.
It seems like I've been pulled over by the Coast Guard, and it doesn't seem real, even though it is. It's not the same. You're on water.
Well, they never get to go other places, do they? Because they're here guarding our coast.
Are they technically part of the military? I guess they are, right?
Oh, yeah.
Coast Guard?
Do
you ever think of the Coast Guard?
Wait, what branch are they under?
When you think of military, you think of, the Coast Guard, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force. Do you?
Yeah.
Really? Well, all of you guys do?
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with me? Why do I disrespect? I could be because
you hate the military.
I had an incident with the Coast Guard as a teenager.
What happened?
Maybe it's, we were held in protective custody because of lack of fire extinguisher and
life vest. On the boat?
That's just an oversight.
We were held for like 2 hours.
Did you try to claim international waters?
Ursay was with us.
I was going to ask
that.
And Ursay did not spend a lot of time in the sun. I think it was the first time he was on the boat. He baked so badly. I think he was in bed for like 4 days afterwards. I swear to God.
That's great.
And it was like,
speed ahead.
Called the house and like, Jimmy's burned. He won't be seeing anyone for days.
4 days.
And that meant a lot of activities were off. No swimming in the pool, no basketball court.
No late night action.
No LNA. There was LNA.
That boat was fucking done, man.
So I don't want to offend anyone in the Coast Guard. But anyway, this guy, I don't know, I just didn't expect this white nationalist to be in the Coast Guard. If it was another arm of the military, it just seemed weird. And Trudy pointed out that terrorists, well, white supremacists in particular, they're never hot,
no.
Are they?
No, so they're always homely.
Why are they so impressed with their own genes when they're not even hot? What makes them feel that way? It's like, you're not
hot. Wait, wait. Ed Norton? Ed Norton, wasn't he hot in American History X?
Yeah, it's a movie, though.
But Ed Norton is portraying a supremacist. He isn't actually one, so.
Well, he was in the movie. What about the Norwegian guy? Wasn't he a white
He was ugly.
Oh, he was?
He was super ugly, yeah.
But wouldn't you think if...
What about the Hitler guy?
Wouldn't you think you'd have hot white supremacists? Yeah, Hitler. Yeah. Were any of Hitler's, were any of his main men hot?
No.
Why were they so impressed with their own genes? What makes them think the Aryan race is so wonderful when they're not even hot?
They all had Freddie Mercury mustaches.
They were all ugly.
Like Dylann Roof is the poster boy of the ugliest... Yeah. Is he kind of the ugliest of the white supremacists?
I would think you'd be getting over your genes pretty quickly if you look like that.
Yeah, I don't know. They look in the mirror, though, and they see themselves as being like...
Yeah, he unironically wore the Gold's Gym tank top that he couldn't fill out.
Oh, that's right.
Wow.
Like, if he wore it ironically, okay, credit to you.
Big old Gold's Gym plug there.
Yeah.
I don't think he worked
he's
out very
scrawny.
Often.
No.
Yeah, he's a weasel.
Did Gold's Gym go out of business after that?
They pointed out he was never a member.
I think they're around.
I wish I'd never met him.
Why do I like Trent Bolte drops so much?
Look at this group of white supremacists, this picture here, by the way.
I know, and they're... What? The guy's got his shirt off.
Yeah.
Two guys have their shirt off. Oh, my God.
Is it a white shirt
it's
person?
It's a motley-looking crew.
What the fuck?
I know, has anyone
You're
ever
like,
been...
You see?
How could you see that group and be impressed and go, I got to be part of that?
Look at those jeans.
They're all in terrible shape. They're all ugly. They green blobs
the
everywhere.
God.
See the lady? No, is that a lady?
She's all yours, Trudy. The one on the left? Ugh.
What if I became a lesbian and wanted to hook up with her?
Gross.
Should be a sign in front of them. Green blob, city limits.
That guy, I mean, the one with all the sort of, he has the shirt with the embroidered patches and
he's
stuff.
He's really going
He went all out.
Out. Yeah. And he's very particular about his mustache, too, or his, whatever that is, his goatee.
God, he's hideous.
It looks like an anchor, doesn't it? Coming down from his lower lip.
I'm starting to like this guy.
Weird.
Like anchors away. He should be in the Coast Guard.
This guy needs a bigger t-shirt.
He's so handsome. Look at him. Just look
wait,
at
is that
him.
A girl?
Is that a dude? I can't tell whether it's a dude or a guy with, you know.
Young, handsome.
Got the short hair. I would boobies. Think that dude could win a wet t-shirt contest with those boobs.
And this guy here without the shirt on needs a shirt really bad.
This guy.
He's wearing a pink shirt, by the way.
It seems to be
white supremacist in pink shirt.
It looks like they're in a tight nice t-shirt honey. Contest, doesn't
not
it?
Really? They don't know how ugly they are, and they don't. They don't have any consciousness of their body.
I never noticed people who wear shirts that are too small until someone at work always wore a t-shirt that was too small, and it became a topic of conversation.
Who was that?
I'll write it down.
Okay.
He's still.
But he wore button-down shirts that were too small, too. It seemed intentional.
He had a very distinguished gait.
Oh.
Didn't he have a distinguished gait?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Speaking of neo-Nazis and dress and apparel, did you see the guy that had to resign his job because a Halloween picture from the 70s popped up, and he was in Nazi regalia because it was dressed like Hogan's Heroes Night was the theme, and he still had to resign.
Wait, in the 70s he did this?
Yeah, he did it, but they just resigned the other day.
What about the rest of the people who were dressing like the...
Apparently
they... To return all his pay from the last 40 years?
Oh, that's a good question. I assume everybody else at the party went as one of the Hogan's heroes and not the captors.
Do? What's this guy do for a living?
He worked at a university, so.
Oh!
Here it is. Here's the story. And it's not, I gotta say, not the best Hogan's Heroes costume.
I saw a story online today. It's just a stupid costume party.
But it was Hogan's Heroes theme. He had to go as the
Hogan's
theme.
Hogan's Hero. Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I'm just kind of, these stories are just wearing me down. There was a more interesting story, I thought,
ludicrous.
About someone went through 900 yearbooks that are online from the 70s.
Really?
And I think they went up to early 80s, 900 yearbooks. And I think they said every one of them had someone in blackface or some...
Whoa.
There was one with a picture of three people, Ku Klux and Klan.
Oh, that's
cute. Ha, 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 ha. And I'm not terribly surprised. I mean, I guess I'm going, really, every single one of them? Wow.
I'm surprised.
Amazing.
What area were they all from?
I think they're from all... Oh, they're from all over.
Really?
They were from... I think they said there were yearbooks from Stanford, Harvard. I mean, places you would think would be above that somehow.
What? Stanford? Come on.
Stanford.
You're supposed to know better, aren't you, if you're going to Stanford or Harvard or something?
I don't know.
Nah, you're just a nerd.
Maybe now you would. Now everyone at Harvard and Yale thinks exactly the same. They all know all the rules. Except they don't know the rules because there's been incidents at Harvard and Yale.
Yeah, but there's been a few at Yale.
There was somebody who wore a Halloween costume and lost their job. I'm trying to remember what she was.
Yale.
It was a she, I think. She was maybe a teacher or a dean. Yeah, that might
have been Yale. Wasn't there a big argument? She put out a letter about why it's okay to be offended. And
yeah,
she
said a couple costumes are okay that aren't okay. This stuff, I don't know. I'm really getting weary. Like, I was listening to the show yesterday, which I like the show, but I feel like, we talk about things like this all the time. Yeah. It's just like, anyway. But that'll change because Eli's coming in. We'll talk a little bit of sports and then Mr. Skin. And we'll be these are timely guests today. I'm very happy.
White supremacists also seem to have a proclivity for wearing the douchebag sunglasses, like PC Principal.
Yeah.
All of their sunglasses.
Wraparounds?
Are uncool.
Yes. Yeah, wraparounds.
Yeah, those sort of triangular shaped ones that are all
Don't they like the aviators too? You don't see a lot of white supremacists.
Loves aviators, though.
What are my sunglasses? They're the Tom Cruise glasses.
They're like Ray-Bans.
Yeah, Ray-Bans. You don't see a lot of white supremacists in Ray-Bans.
No,
I'm proud
to
say that.
No, they're not. They're not that cool.
The Tom Cruise.
I know the
Tom Scientology Cruise sunglasses.
I think I've been wearing them longer than him, and I'm calling them Tom Cruise glasses. Peter Tork died from the Monkees. Maz is inconsolable.
Oh, man.
I'm a big Monkees fan.
Maz?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Maz loves the Monkees.
Oh. Dead at the age of
77.
Well, the surviving ones are going to be at Royal Oak Music Theater.
Yeah, I think I'm going, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, which is really funny. I love the Monkees. I was a kid. Yeah. I mean, I was a kid. You were a kid.
Yeah.
Didn't you like those songs?
When I went to the new school, we moved, and I went to the new school. There were girls there. It was weird, because they were pretending that they were, you know, instead of the Beatles, they were the Monkees. And since I came late to the group, I had to be Peter.
Oh, bummer.
I know.
So Peter was cool, part of you died today, too.
Peter was pretty cool, though. Actually, if you look at him over the long haul, he was the true musician of the band, he and Mike Nesmith.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter could play any instrument. He still was playing music to the bitter end. He was
really?
He put out some blues, a couple blues albums, and he was still playing live. He was on a bill with somebody recently I saw.
Oh.
And it was kind of sad. I was watching an interview with him. He had tongue cancer in 2009.
Oh, rare, God.
And he fought it and fought it and fought it, and he was very positive, and he lived his life, and, you know, he had... You can imagine being in the Monkees. They were huge. They were monsters.
I would be very sad.
But this is when bands like the Monkees, who had great writers, Neil Diamond, Tommy Boyce, and Bobby Hart, I mean, they had people submitting, because it was a TV show.
Yeah.
It was really trying to have an American Beatles.
Right.
And they gave them fabulous material, and they could sing, and they had giant hits. Their record sales were through the roof. They were right up there with the Beatles for a couple years. Yeah. Then they decided to write their own songs. It didn't go so well.
But did it not go so well because people were unused to... You know, they wanted it zany, didn't they? Or kind of up and...
They got too deep.
They did. Although, I love that song, Porpoise. There it is. This was in... what movie is it? Jerry Maguire?
It was?
No, not Jerry Maguire. The next Cameron Crowe movie, I think.
What did they use in...
Vanilla Sky. It was in Vanilla Sky.
Okay.
I thought it was a cool song. And a lot of people like the movie Head now, which was ripped at the time. Jack Nicholson wrote it, I believe.
Really?
Great. That sounds great.
Before Jack Nicholson was anybody. And they hung around with all the royalty of rock. I mean, they were friends with
Hendrix.
Well,
were they friends with Hendrix, or did he just?
I think they toured with Hendrix briefly, and that was when Mickey Dolenz hung up on us when Mike brought up that it was a bad pairing.
He's right. Truth hurts.
I know. That was really dumb.
I really wish we
couldn't believe he got mad.
I wish you did. Comment from Monkey Mobile Mel. He won't answer our phone calls.
Pretty disappointing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now is the time for him to.
Yeah.
Open up.
To eulogize. Who else could eulogize him better than Monkey Mobile Mel?
We could try.
I would be very sad.
Well, let's try him.
I don't want to try him.
I know.
He scares me more than Andy Dick scares Brandon.
I can't figure out exactly. Is he mad about the spongy breaks?
No, he's mad about the last incident.
Oh,
here.
I know. Yeah.
And the ragging of the Batmobile.
What, because he couldn't make the fire come out the back?
In general, it's general condition.
Duff and I were.
I don't think it was that the fire wouldn't come out. I think it was the commentary afterwards. Like, made him very sad. It made me very sad.
I don't really think he could take it, you know?
He drooled over the Monkey Mobile.
The Monkey Mobile is the coolest car on the planet.
It is a cool car.
Car.
It's a GTO, right?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
I keep reading it. Millennials don't care about. What do they call those cars? The
classic cars.
Not the muscle cars?
Muscle cars. Yeah. Well, classic cars, too. The ones, no interest. What? Why would millennials not? I don't even believe that.
I don't think they care about cars, though, because they're all homogenized.
Cars.
Now.
Cars.
I thought every 16-year-old male was interested in cool cars, fast cars. That it seems impossible. I guess I'm just old. I don't give up. I give up on you, millennials.
How dare
Maybe
you.
Gen Z will but, give you help.
But no,
hope.
But think about it. There are millennials are buying the retro Challenger and Charger.
Are they?
The Charger doesn't look a lot like
are
the old.
Are they card carrying millennials?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so. Yeah. Why don't we get Eli? If Eli, do you have anything to say about Peter Tork?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Why? No.
Nothing?
I don't know. Who's Peter Tork?
The monkeys.
Oh, no.
Oh my God.
I thought it was one of the monkey guys. I know the monkeys.
Now he's died twice today.
I'm a daydream believer. No, I know about the monkeys. I don't know what happened to Peter Tork. I thought my...
He had AIDS.
He didn't have AIDS.
He tried to drive the Monkey Mobile.
Yeah. The brakes are too spongy.
Hold on to your dick!
He was 70.
70-something?
77.
Sad.
Well, I mean, 77 is kind of old.
Well, he had cancer. He had cancer for 10
years.
Time
to check out? Is that what you said?
No, because I'm going to be 77 before you can snap your fingers. But, you think of AIDS taking somebody at a young age.
It wasn't AIDS.
It wasn't AIDS.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
It's a joke.
I came to talk about Jussie Smollett. Have you done that whole thing so far?
Yeah, but go ahead.
Oh, God.
Go ahead.
No, I don't want to take it from laughing about Peter Tork.
Yeah, go that on.
Jussie Smollett.
Our audience doesn't care.
It's just, I don't know what emotions you're feeling. I'm so disappointed. I'm disgusted. It's the worst. In fact, the legal punishment isn't enough for the damage that he has done, if you ask me. I mean, to exploit legitimate societal historic issues like racism and homophobia and exploit it for your own selfish reasons to get a bigger contract is such bullshit. I can't even. I hope there's no tolerance for this. And he's hurt hate crimes are on the way up, and he has hurt anybody who ever reports a hate crime. There's going to be suspicion that wasn't there before because of this high profile bullshit case. And I'm glad I've never seen his show. I wouldn't watch his show. And I don't know what's going to happen to him, but it's pathetic and disgusting.
I don't think you'll be watching any shows with Jussie Smollett. Mm-mm. I don't think anyone will be watching any shows with Jussie Smollett. I mean, he just torched his career, didn't he?
Yeah,
I mean, is there any way out of this?
No,
that's just his career. It's okay to torch your own career. You can light a flame to your own career. He has messed with so many millions of people who have suffered from either being victims of racist attacks or homophobic attacks, and he has used that legitimate long 100 years of 400 years old issues, and what's he done? For his own selfish bullshit reasons, tried to exploit it, and now he has hurt so many people, not just now, but in the future.
Eli, he it's going to get worse. He wanted more coins.
So what? He wanted more, yeah. He's 1.3 million wasn't enough. He's like Manny Machado. Give me more.
You know what Danny said?
I shouldn't make that comparison. I take that back.
Did you talk about this on your show today?
What?
No Filter Sports. Did you talk about Jussie Smollett?
No, we did not talk about it's Jussie, isn't it? Whatever.
Jussie. I'm sorry.
Jussie.
Denny, I was helping Denny in, and then Denny said, it's always about the money.
It is, isn't it? It's follow the money. Everything.
It's so true.
Even the sports one today that bothered me about the money was the kid from Duke, the great freshman, Zion Williamson, best college player, could have been a pro last year after high school, but he's not allowed to be. And now that he has a little minor tweak injury that's going to be better it's probably better already, and saying maybe he shouldn't play anymore because he can make so many millions in the pros. He's a kid. He wants to play basketball. Why are we saying, because of money, maybe he'll like forget that he's an athlete and let his team go to the tournament without him when he's their best player? It's ridiculous speculation, and it all stems from we assume everybody's only thinking about the money.
If I was him, I wouldn't play until the tournament.
Why?
Because he has nothing to gain. What does he have to gain?
What does he have to lose?
He's on a team.
He hurt again.
He is part of that team.
They're already making the tournament. What do they need him for?
Oh, come on.
Play the tournament then.
No, but then your whole team, like with Michigan State, you lose a key player, your whole team changes. The way your offense flows, the way you defend people. No. That
offense flows.
That's the worst idea you've ever had, and I like most of what you say. That's an awful idea.
I don't think he should have gone to college anyway. He should have gone to Europe and played for money.
See, I'm so pissed about Jussie Smollett. Nothing sounds good to me today. Nothing. I can't agree with anybody on anything.
Okay.
The one and done rule is a joke.
I think it's
a joke. It is a joke. It totally is.
Why should they play? First of all, I don't understand why Duke, a school that has a great program, or Michigan State, similarly, why do they want one and done guys? It just seems so screwed up. You follow this program, you like seeing a guy go from freshman, sophomore, junior, some guys senior occasionally.
So they help
and then
you
this
win.
Guy just shows up for 1 year. It just seems so dumb as a fan.
What if you win a title like Syracuse did with Carmelo?
Do you feel any emotional? Would you feel an emotional attachment to the Kentucky team that won with all the freshmen who won
no,
and done?
But that year would have been fun.
People do, though, Drew. They love the logo. They love the logo. And if their team wins, they'll take a guy who's a serial killer, and if he joins their team, hey, he's one of our guys. And look at Chris Chelios. He's a great guy, but he was a Blackhawk we hated. As soon as he comes here, we love him.
Imagine Bundy, if Bundy played college basketball, how popular he would have been. He'd be the kind of guy you love when he's on your team and you hate him on the other team.
He'd be a ball hog.
He'd be biting people.
Gacy.
Now,
Gacy. Gacy, he could box out.
Could he?
Yeah.
Is that Jussie Smollett there? By the way, is he talented? Is it a good show? Is he a great actor?
No.
Successful show.
Oh, he acted like he was attacked.
Is he the mogul, or is he a performer on the show? Is he like the Empire mogul?
He's the gay son. Who I think he isn't that part of the storyline is that he gets shit for being gay?
Yeah.
Or he's trying to show being gay through in the black community, which is, by the way, not very much looked down on.
This show jumps around just like my show with Denny and Bob does. It's like I'm constantly trying to pull it in, and I'm saying this is like when senility and ADD like clash, where a topic doesn't last more than 5 seconds.
The tangents can be just as good as the order. There's a basic order.
Rein things in.
Okay, then I'm going to bring it back, because Mark, you're right. As far as Zion goes, he should have never had to go to college. Maybe he would have chosen to, but his choice could have been to go right to the pros and make millions of dollars right away. And in the old days, you have to claim hardship to go pro.
Yeah.
Now you're just not allowed to do it. And so, sure, I'm sure he loves being a dookie.
Why don't the courts say that's not okay? How can you restrain someone from playing professionally?
That's a great point.
I don't understand
The ruling with Maurice Claret that those leagues can set a minimum age. It's not the NCAA saying it's the league saying this is a minimum age to enter our league.
Yeah, well, then why don't you stay back a year or two in high school, and then when you get out,
one of the kids went to young, I can't think of his name, went to play in Europe for a year.
That happens a lot.
Jeffrey, and now they got the G League. So if you graduate from high school, or you leave high school, whatever, and you don't want to go to college to have to give a year away for free, you can go to the G League and play for $125,000.
The problem is the competition's still better right now in yeah. the NCAA.
But right. giving a year right. away coaching for free, what a funny concept. You know, we used to think these guys couldn't play till they were done with college.
Well, look what Le'Veon Bell is doing. He passed up $14.5 million, the highest paid running back he would have been in football this year, passed it up because he, knowing that, as you were saying this morning, we were talking about it when you said how many years he's been in the league, because he can get guaranteed money if somebody signs him as a free agent.
He can get $14 million more in guaranteed money because he's down $14 million right now.
Well, he could get Gurley got $45 million guaranteed.
He's younger.
A little bit younger, yeah.
I'd rather have Gurley. I don't know. Would you rather have Le'Veon Bell?
Would I
that's tough.
That's and tough Todd to Gurley. Say.
Isn't Gurley in the league 2 years?
Look what happened to Gurley. He was hurt this year, couldn't play in the Super Bowl, so running backs, you know, incur damage. It's about the money.
I don't see. Okay, he just skipped his.
Le'Veon's a little more durable.
He skipped age 26. He's more worth more at 26 than he is at 29. Mm-hmm. How does he make that extra year worth as much as the one he gave up? I don't.
Because he wants it guaranteed.
Is he really going to get that guaranteed money? Would you give it to him?
Well, would I give it to him? No, somebody will.
If he had played this year, he was only guaranteed for the rest of his career $14 million. If he doesn't play this year and somebody signs him as a free agent, he'll have more than $14 million. I mean, so that's what he's looking at.
He skipped a year. He skipped the most valuable year left in his career.
GMs have been knocking at his door. They've been talking. There's even audio of it.
I'm not saying I wouldn't sign him.
There's audio of this one GM. Do you have that audio?
We have audio? Yeah. Okay.
This is... Don't make me beg here. I will do it. I will suck your dick. I will suck your fucking dick. I will do it. Just join my team. I'll suck your dick. You can fuck me or get fucked by me. You can watch me fuck something. Just point something in the room and I'll fuck it for you. Come on, just tell me what you want me to fuck. Just tell me what you want me to fuck.
Ow.
Desperate teams, man.
He's going to get the money, it sounds like. Wow, that's...
What's Eli doing over there? Stunned?
I was wondering if that was Peter Tork or not.
That's when Peter joined the Monkees.
So you think he made a mistake sitting out of here? You think he did a smart thing?
We'll have to see whether he gets the contract. You know, usually it works out in the benefit of the player. He winds up, he knows through the league and through the Players Association, through his agents, through history, that the money will be there. They know which teams may need a running back. He's already had contact. They've talked to people. And that was the choice that he made. That's the choice that he made, that he'll get more in the long run, assuming, and by not playing, he preserves himself for another year. So
I don't know, running back at his age. But yeah, maybe he gets more money. I always want to fast forward and find out if it was worth it. It's fun to talk about, but you know, it's like, well, I wonder if that'll work out.
Usually it does.
Who's done this before? Who sat out a year? Who's the last guy to sit out a year? I don't remember.
Good question.
Sit out a year? Maurice Claret sat out a year.
Fedorov sat out a big part of a year, didn't he? For the Red Wings?
Hey, Colin Kaepernick sat out 2 years, and look at how he cashed
it. $60 million? Do we know what Colin
Between
Kaepernick?
60 and 80. Yeah.
Now, do you guys feel that that's the NFL saying, oh, we shouldn't have colluded? Or is that the NFL just saying, well, just get out of here.
Exactly.
Just take this and get out of here.
To make it not an issue anymore. Just like they finally gave up $1 billion to the concussion group there, so that they can't be sued in the future.
A lot of culpability there.
But I still, unless they play Kaepernick, he's still going to be this galvanizing. So just because the grievance thing is over, you got guys like LeBron, I kneel with Kaepernick. I think they got to give him a job too to make it go away. Otherwise, they're going to be dogged.
The new Nike product.
Oh yeah, it's an all black jersey, a Legends jersey, just all black, no logos, just says Kaepernick on the back and number 7.
Legends.
Really?
That's just what they're calling it.
Who's putting it out?
Nike.
Oh, man. Legends? They've exploited this.
I'm pretty sure that's what it's called, yeah.
You know, it's all about the money, just like Denny said.
Well, you know, young black kids buy a lot of sneakers, and I think anybody... By the way, how much... I think... Didn't Nike stock go down 2% today, Brandon? Weren't you saying that earlier because of the whole Zion... I mean, what kind of a shoe blows up on a court? I've always thought Nike notice that I have sneakers on today.
Goddamn shoes.
But I don't think their sneakers are very good anyway.
Oh, in the Nike ones?
Yeah,
I swear we've seen that before, a shoe blow up like that.
I can't recall it offhand.
No, I don't think so. I've never seen a shoe blow up.
It's freaking painful as hell. Jesus.
Yeah. Rolling his ankle.
The kid's hardly hurt. He walked off the court. He's going to be fine. And so here you got Nick Ward. By the way, Michigan State is dead. They got nothing. It's very sad. And I'm not saying it because I'm a Michigan guy. I root for State when they're not playing Michigan. And it's very sad to watch the game last night where they've lost 40% of their team, Langford and now Nick Ward, and they're just a mess. They're going to lose to Michigan twice, and I don't think they're going to get very, very far in the tournament either. Just my opinion.
How long is Nick Ward out? Why can't we ever know when someone's coming back? Robinson's been out of Virginia Tech for 3 weeks, and it's just he's out indefinitely. He's wearing a boot, but I'm interested in that team, and they're no good till he comes back.
Well, I think they think Ward may be okay by the end, but by then everything is kind of cheap. It's interesting. All Ward wants to do is get back, and now we're talking about whether Zion Williamson should play again. Of course,
Well, one's value is greater than the other.
Right. Too bad about State. Too bad.
Yeah. What do you, let's see, Sunday, you like Michigan at home?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I
think by a lot?
By a lot.
Really?
They're at home. State. I mean,
I guess
Rutgers, which shouldn't even be in the Big 13 plus Rutgers, dominated Michigan State the first 20 minutes of the game.
Are you commenting on Jim Boeheim before you go today?
I think that he just hit a kid that was on the side of the road. There was a car stuck in the middle. He had 0-0. The alcohol.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Breathalyzer.
It was such a weird story.
Very sad.
Hey, whatever happened with his assistant coach? Remember post Sandusky and that guy?
He's letting the players bang his wife?
Yeah, there was some weird allegation.
Well, did I miss that one?
No, come on, really?
It was post Sandusky. Yeah. I just don't remember what happened with that guy.
The players were having sex with his wife, weren't they?
With whose wife?
He was an assistant coach at
Yet
Syracuse.
Another team sport. Wow.
You don't remember that?
I think
it was about 4 or 5 years ago. It was the weirdest story. And
I'm here for the gangbang.
It's funny how the spotlight.
Bernie Fine,
okay.
I do remember that story.
2011 was fired after multiple allegations about sexual abuse of two former Syracuse ball boys, both of who were stepbrothers. But I thought it was
He was with the dudes, the ball boys?
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That part.
He had also molested two other boys in the years prior to the two reports, but those were later proven false. But the original two, I don't know what happened with them.
Well, getting girls for college players has been going on for a long time. You got a high school senior coming to the big campus for the first time, like they did at Louisville, and you get them, grown women, strippers, whores. I mean, this is like a great impression on a young man. He can change his mind about where to go to school. Get more of that.
Yeah, the Louisville thing.
Yes,
nobody knew.
Well, there were the two things. There was the money that they gave to the kid from Saginaw, whose name escapes me right now. Mark will remember, and then years earlier, the kid from Saginaw that this whole thing that blew up where Adidas gave his family Brandon.
Oh boy, I can't think of his last name.
But the one before that Patino also didn't know about, was the assistant coach who set up all kinds of prostitutes and stuff.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
That's Patino denying it too. But anyway,
nobody knows.
Jesse Smollett.
And Patino, where's Patino?
So disgusting.
What's Patino's latest? Is he going to coach?
He's coaching somewhere in Europe.
Europe,
right?
Yeah. Went to Europe.
Well, Larry Brown is coaching in Italy. Yeah. Imagine a Patino.
What? Larry Brown is coaching?
Coaching in Italy.
He is.
Yes. He can't stop coaching. He's 78 years old.
I'm
and
surprised.
He just can't stop coaching.
Did he leave SMU because they got in trouble?
I think again. Yeah.
We had a great team down there.
Yeah. No, Larry.
You know, a good friend of mine whose name will go unmentioned. When Larry Brown won at Kansas in '88, he was Larry Brown's bag man. He's the one that gave the kids the jobs and the money. And took the hit for Larry.
Wow.
He's the one who when that was all investigated, said it was all me, it wasn't him.
Was it all him?
And then, Larry has took care of him for like the next 10 years, in terms of paying him and stuff like that.
Oh, boy.
A lot of pressure, a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money going on, except for the athletes.
I know, I was watching that. They were talking about scalpers for the Duke game, $3,000 a ticket. I'm thinking, players.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, he had a pretty good seat there.
He raised
Somebody
the price.
Paid for that.
Yeah.
He was looking pretty cool.
I got to say, if I was a president, I'd want
agree.
A jacket like that.
Yeah.
It's just a black bomber jacket with his president 44 on it.
Nice.
On the wrist.
Wow.
If you're president, that's pretty cool.
And Kaepernick on the back.
Oh, boy. Can you imagine?
His legend jacket.
Wait.
No.
Oh, geez.
Trudy.
No.
Legends.
No, okay,
legends.
No.
I think that's what they called it.
Well, there he is, Petey, a death of a monkey. Anyway, thanks for all the support you've done from our show, Drew, letting us do it here in your wonderful studio. Well-lit studio. Beautifully lit studio.
Yes.
Whoever's
it's
lighting in here.
That light.
Where's your Facebook Live?
I haven't done Facebook. My producer.
We've got your TV guy. We've got cameras.
The producer that I stole from you, Brandon, hasn't set that up for me. Shouldn't we be doing Facebook Live, Brandon?
Yeah.
I was trying to kill him.
I'm trying to run him into the ground.
He's so stressed out.
Anyway,
we're unraveling a few things that are more important
sports,
at the time.
Sports podcast. I think we have a new website as of today. So
looks good.
Trying to build it.
No BS News, by the way, is having Brad Edwards on tomorrow. I know. We wanted him too.
I'm hurt.
We got beat to Brad Edwards somehow.
Hurt. Brad, I'm hurt.
Brad is reporting on the Smollett case. He's broken a lot of stuff for CBS Chicago.
Charlie is killing it.
He is killing it. He's absolutely killing it.
Did you hear the story about the dirt the other day?
Yes.
Sometimes Charlie sets up stories that he's assuming that you know something about the story. I did not know about all the dirt that filled the 10,000 holes of the homes in Detroit that were knocked down. But I wasn't sure, how do you get poisonous dirt? I mean, isn't dirt dirt? Did they find some toxic dump to bring the dirt here?
The dirt was declared toxic, I believe. And there are some people who believe the city used this dirt.
Is dirt that expensive that you got to go for crappy dirt?
Know,
you can't get good dirt?
Eli, you're asking all the questions that I asked.
It is.
Seems
so dirt's
stupid.
Expensive.
It all seems so dumb to me, and I couldn't believe anybody would cut corners on dirt. But
I know.
Well, because toxic dirt is illegal, essentially.
Yes.
They have to put a super fund to work cleaning it up. And you're not supposed to build structures over it where people are going to be coming in contact.
But
with it,
if they needed dirt, why do they have to get that? Was it just because that was cheap dirt, so we want to get rid of it? It was dirty dirt?
Yes, it was cheap.
Dirty
it was
dirt.
Cheap. That's the allegation.
Dirt cheap.
And by the way, Carmack, you know, Duggan put the state police on the Carmack story, the guy that was running around with the videos of Duggan driving to the girl's place, you know, suggesting he was having an affair. And the state police today said there's no extortion. So I guess Carmack's off the hook there, but it's still believed or it is alleged that he was selling properties he didn't own. So that's still ongoing. But
maybe he's just a real estate overachiever. Not on the level of Scott Kunis, but
it sounds very... I don't know. How do you sell a property you don't own? I don't understand how that would work. Detroit's such a crazy place. These towing stories down there just drive me crazy. It's like, what? Nobody's going to stop this? In Taylor, it looks like it's a towing deal, too, that all that mess is over. Is there that much money in towing cars?
Is that like a mafia thing, sort of? The new organized crime?
I think it is, and so is sludge hauling and garbage.
The amount of money, the millions of dollars that are in stuff, who would ever want to do that? Who wants to haul sludge? Who wants to lay concrete? There's so much money in this stuff.
I don't get it.
So last thing, as crazy as the world is it because we see everything now? When I see CNN and Fox News and MSNBC, they're all covering Jesse Smollett. This woman is reading this thing for a half an hour, reading the and I'm saying, look at all the attention on an actor who does. Is this what the world has come to? This is what we're spending all these resources on?
It's a big story, though.
I guess it is.
Yeah,
it's
the very reasons you stated when you first came down here and the damage it's going to do for people that really are victims of crimes, and the damage that his lawyer's going to do when he says how racist the Chicago Police Department is.
It was a nice section of Chicago, too. It was something that shouldn't happen there.
My daughter lives there. In the
Streeterville?
Lakeview. Where they said a lot of
it could have been her.
She's on a ski trip in Banff.
Nice.
Nice.
Wow.
Well,
all right. Well, thank you for letting me vent.
Eli.
I appreciate that. I wish I could listen to Dr. Skin on my way home, but I can't get it till the morning.
Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
He doesn't have a PhD yet. Although he should be called Dr. Skin. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Speaking of Smollett, have you seen the full complaint that was released in court today?
I have not.
Do you want to see it, or do you want to hear some highlights?
Well, why don't you look at it for a second, and I'll remind people that Mother Nature has been... Oh, no, I don't want to remind you of that. I want to remind you of something else.
It's called Mother Nature.
Wait a second. Here it is. No, I think I do want to talk about Mother Nature. I do.
Yeah.
Mother Nature's been punishing all of us this winter, but our friends at Zot Dodge Ram want to ease your pain and suffering. During Ram Truck Month, Zot Dodge Ram is offering 19 four-door Ram 1500 4x4s just $99 a month. That's right, $99 a month. It's cheaper than your cable TV bill. Plus, if you don't have a 4x4, that's what you'll be doing, sitting on your ass at home watching TV at home. So go see our friends at Zot Dodge Ram. They don't have a Maz, but they've got Stephanie, and Stephanie'd love to talk to you about some new wheels, like a new Ram for $99 a month from your friends at dealsinthed.com. Dr. Roach. They're doing the BBLs for $1,000. Three BBLs?
Yeah, that's $1,000. Right. BBL and...
That's a smoking deal. And they're doing the acne and the scar. What's that? It's called another kind of... Why am I fumbling and stumbling?
Wait!
Oh,
wait. I can read it. I can read it.
I had to print it out yesterday. Damn it!
It says, get natural-looking results with fat transfer.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. You can always do that.
Fat transfer and fat grafting in your boobs to make your, take your butt and turn it into better boobs.
Nice.
Or liposuction, other procedures because your body fat provides that more natural look, and of course... It's all you, and
a free syringe
of Restylane with your surgical.
It took us about 80 minutes to print it out. treated like gold.
Where'd it go?
I don't know. I had it yesterday. Fat transfer.
What happened?
360 liposuction.
It's gone.
Denny probably
took
it.
Don't worry about it.
Denny's gone. Obviously.
Honestly. He might have. If it wasn't in the folder, he might have.
Denny's the new Sybil Shepherd.
Denny just usurps anything in his path, anything in his orbit is usurped by Denny. Heads up.
Maybe he, he could go and get those treatments.
Yeah.
Because everything that you can get at Dr. Rush's office for women, you can also get for men, except for Diva.
I like the way you spun that.
Yes.
Well, you can't get Diva on your butt?
They have a...
No, you don't want to do that.
Why not?
Oh, well, maybe if you
maybe
need...
Maybe certain individuals that would.
Botox in my forehead and around my eyebrows.
Three BBLs for $1,000. Receive three photo revelation treatments free. Each additional area, only $100. The benefits of Forever Young BBL, reverse sun damage, non-invasive, lunch break procedure, improve laxity, and radiant, healthy glow. Call for a consult, 248-338-1110, drroche.com. 248-338-1110, and then
it's true, you got it all the way into the end zone and through.
I know.
Joey.
And then heading home at the end of a long work day should feel good. But if you've got a failing marriage, home can be far more stressful than work. Maybe it's time to call Adam, dun dun dun, the American Divorce Association for Men. There are advantages to being the spouse to file first for divorce. If it's in your future, get divorced on your own terms. Aggressive, yeah, there it is. That's the Adam jingle. Adam, aggressive, diligent, uncompromising representation for men facing divorce since 1988. Actually, that's not the Adam jingle, because the Adam jingle goes, Adam, Adam,
oh, that's
Adam,
right. Adam.
Call Adam at 248-284-4280. 248-284-4280. And Dr. Yaldo, what's the doctor break? You hate your contacts, you hate your reading glasses.
Adam.
You've probably been on the couch and whining about going to the doctor, but maybe it's time you did that. Get your free evaluation. Stop complaining about your medical issues and your bad vision and all the shit you can't see anymore. What's wrong with you? Everyone should get an eye exam at least every 2 years. I think it's every 18 months, honestly, I would say. To check for things like glaucoma. At least that's what they try to make you do. And it's covered by your insurance, so there's really no excuse. And Dr. Yell is most experienced eye surgeon in Michigan.
I got two eyes. Yes, I do. They are what I see things with.
The new Yaldo jingle's ready.
I like my eyes very much. Without my eyes, I would not be able to see. I look out and I see.
Over 50,000 Detroiters have had this life-changing surgery, either the custom LASIK or multifocal lens implants for people 50+. So pick up the phone. If you do get your surgery, you'll get the Drew and Mike discount, be free of glasses, contacts, and the hated reading glasses. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES.
Did you happen to see today, I think it was at the Today Show, talking about what age you should quit driving if you're an old-timer?
What age did they say?
They were, I don't know what exact age
Slow
they
down.
Said, but there were a lot of old timers with pushback.
Oh,
they interviewed.
I bet. They're
like, it doesn't matter how old you are. It depends on your reflexes and
Prince
your
Philip
visual acuity. That was one thing that a AAA guy trying to help seniors sharpen their driving skills.
All the 90-year-olds listening to the podcast today, you might want to see Dr. Yalo and retain that great vision you have to keep your license. I wonder if there's any 90-year-olds listening to this podcast. I doubt it.
Maybe. We have a couple of people.
I'm surprised.
Some 70-year-olds.
I'm surprised at some of the people listening to podcasts these days. They're from a lot of people.
Grandbo used to listen to the 105.1 show.
Aww. She did?
Yeah.
Did she like it?
Well, I'd come home because if you remember, I lived with her briefly when I moved down here. And she'd say, I listen to your show, but I don't know what you guys are talking about. I heard your voice.
My grandma used to listen to Riff, and she once told me, if I knew all those things that went on when I was younger, your grandpa and I never would have gotten out of bed. And I just went, Grandma, gross. What are you talking about? What bit did you hear?
I felt the same way when the internet came about. I was like, I didn't know any of this stuff. No, half this shit was going on.
Isn't it wonderful?
It's kind of frightening.
Especially really. When it starts with that horse video.
Oh.
Oh, and two girls in a cup or two...
Got one guy in a jar.
Two girls, one cup.
Two girls, one cup. See, you know what I'm talking about. Why should everyone know two girls in a cup? One cup.
I was telling somebody about...
Everyone should know.
They were describing what I know to be a centipede, and I blurted it out, and they were like, what? And I was like, oh, I don't know.
Human centipede?
Yes.
Everyone knows what that is.
I know that from South Park, though.
Oh. You never saw the real movie?
No.
The documentary?
No.
Do you want to hear more about Jussie?
Yeah, what's the report say?
So this is, you know, what the prosecutors put in there for his bond. And just a couple highlights. Remember the letter? No one ever talks about this. The letter had a substance in it.
Yeah, it was Tylenol.
See, ibuprofen, whatever, apples and oranges. But no one ever talks about that. And that just goes to show how over the top everything he did was. You know?
Oh, yeah. No, that's pretty fucked up. Sending, you know, they probably sent it to the lab. I mean, you know, look at this guy. Just didn't give a shit about anything but himself.
He didn't need to put the powder in it. I mean, it was threatening enough. Just like he didn't need to use the rope. Those are the things that make people question
I thought
it
the
right
letter
away.
Looked fake. Yeah, he overdid it.
He was so mad when it didn't get the attention that he felt it should have had.
Yeah, so.
Because he put powder in.
They,
racist.
I thought the GMA interview shows he is really wacko.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
He's really angry at everybody.
They're using
why?
That.
He was making
against
good
him.
Money.
I don't know.
So the two brothers, one, I didn't know this, but the one was a stand-in for the guy that played his love interest, and that's how they got to know each other. So he's just standing there.
Whoa.
Text messages between Smollett and Abel reveal that Abel was a source of designer drugs for defendant Smollett.
Ooh.
Specifically in the spring of 2018, on several occasions, Smollett requested Abel to provide him with Molly, street drug for ecstasy.
Ooh.
No one ever.
Could
no
that be some good action?
Yet.
Is that a good action drug?
Yeah, that's a lot of.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of tactile stuff is going on there.
Ooh.
Makes you want to touch
a lot
things.
Of boners?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hot.
Whatever.
So then they confirmed.
They had a Molly boner party.
Oh. That sounds fun.
I'm just gay. He's 36. I'm just thinking he's single, 36. I'm not knocking it.
Sure.
So then he asked the guys, like, oh, when are you guys going to Nigeria? And they're like, it's been planned for 2 months. And after Abel confirmed the date and time of his trip, Smollett texted Abel stating, might need your help on the low. You around to meet up and talk face to face. So that's the first connection.
Mm-hmm.
He made arrangements to meet at the Cinepe Studios that afternoon, where he then drove Abel to his apartment in Lakeview. During the ride, Smollett indicated to Abel his displeasure with the Empire Studios' handling of the racist and homophobic letter he received 3 days prior. So he did that without them.
Oh,
I didn't know that. That was kind of a surprise.
I thought they said there were magazines cut out in
there.
They
removed magazines
place.
From their house, yeah. But it sounds like Smollett did that without them.
Nice going, Jussie.
That's when he told him he wanted to stage an attack where Abel would appear to batter him. Smollett then suggested that his older brother assist him with the attack.
Oh, boy.
Smollett then met Ola on several previous occasions through Abel. Additionally, Ola had made an appearance as an extra on Empire. Let's see if there's anything else. Then they talk about how he won. He originally wanted them to pour gasoline on him, not bleach. They didn't really do a run-through, but he did drive them by. He instructed the brothers not to bring their cell phones with them. Smollett directed the brothers' attention towards a surveillance camera on the corner, which he believed would capture the incident. But we know now that it was turned the wrong way. Remember, that's one of the first things he pointed out to the police.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a surveillance camera over there. I'm like, how does anybody notice that? Or why would you notice that? There was a change in the plan that bleach was going to be used rather than gasoline during the simulated attack. Smollett then drove the brothers home, provided them with a $3,500 personal check. Made payable to Abel, but was backdated at January 23rd. He did give him $100 cash to buy the rope and hats. And
oh,
stuff.
He paid for their expenses.
He did reimburse them, but ahead of time.
Ridiculous. So he paid with a check.
These purchases were
You know, it's amazing.
I guess the other interesting
thing is he
clearly thinks he's
a bigger trail.
He's got, you know, I was trying to break down, is this guy a sociopath? Is he? He thinks everyone's dumb, clearly. Thinks he's smarter than everyone.
Sure.
And so, must think he's very convincing and charming, too.
So during the attack, or the staged attack, the witness, by the way, was an employee of NBC News Chicago. So they might, you know, wouldn't you think they'd be a little more aware of something going on? She had just parked and exited her vehicle around the corner from the location of the attack. The witness indicated that she heard nothing at the time. Despite the fact that Defendant Smollett told the Chicago Police Department detectives that his attackers were yelling racial and homophobic slurs at him, and he in turn was yelling back at them. The staged attack lasted 45 seconds, just outside the view of the desired nearby camera that he had pointed out to the brothers 15 hours earlier. 1 minute later, video evidence shows the brothers run from the location southbound towards the river, westbound towards Columbus Drive. Video evidence also captured the brothers entering a taxi at the Hyatt Regency at 2:10. So as we suspected, they were on plenty of cameras, and they just released that one shitty video because they fucking knew he was lying.
Maybe this will say that, but when they told him they had the two guys, he wanted to press charges. So he was going to press charges against two complete non-entities.
But isn't that
how fucked up this guy is?
Video evidence had him at 2:25 as they exited the taxi.
Look at him leaving jail.
Oh, back it up.
That was him leaving, Trudy, from before.
With the fro?
Hall Financial Hotline is opening up.
What does he have security for?
Oh, get out of here. Are you kidding me?
Is he going to stage another attack where he's being attacked leaving?
What? Wait, will you bring up the audio?
That's a big
dude. Are you fucking kidding me? Security for him?
Out of a jail in Chicago. That's him behind the man in black. You can see his arm on his shoulder. After prosecutors lay out an extensive timeline of what they say was an elaborate hate crime hoax to try to get a bigger paycheck at work. Smollett faces a $100,000 bail. He also has
Nobody's
to surrender
trying to
his
beat
passport after facing a judge a short time ago.
Jason Colthorpe
That's
has
his problem.
Been gathering
Nobody
new elements
was trying to beat
as they
him
come
up.
In this afternoon. And Jason, prosecutors laid out their entire
Fuck
case on this
you and your
one.
Security. What an asshole.
Oh, Colthorpe's about to be hit with things. No mic up. Podcast. Turn your mic.
Microphone that mic. There we go.
Prosecutors read through all evidence in the case. It includes an extensive money trail, including personal checks, and why they believe Smollett planned every single element.
We already know about this. We got to call Mr. Skin anyway.
The only other new piece of info in this piece of paper is when the cops came there, which, of course, he still had the rope around his neck. Which you wouldn't take that off?
Every black person on Twitter said they would take it off.
Yeah, it'd be one of the first things you would
do. I don't know what Twitter means.
Smollett,
they keep looping that security guy in front of him. Get out. You don't need security. Nobody's trying to hurt you. Knock it off.
Here's a shallow thought. I hate the bald on top, hair down bottom on the beard thing.
It's a weird look.
Fuck you, Smollett. Security. Oh, please.
When the cops were there, Smollett reported for the first time that 3 days prior he received a phone call from an unidentified phone number, which the unidentified male caller said, "Hey, you little faggot," and then hung up the call.
Ooh.
So that's why, once again, if you're telling the cops that, you might want to give them your phone records. Because if it's an unidentified phone number, they're going to find out who said it.
Duh.
But he didn't do it. That's where it ended right there. When we found out he wouldn't hand over his phone records.
After 13 days, took him 13 days, and then he gives them a PDF file.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Cut it out, Smollett.
There it is. Ah. There it is again.
Oh, skip.
Hey, that somewhat attractive chick.
Don't need security.
Who's that hot chick?
Who's the Aniston-looking chick?
He has his arms on the guy's shoulder like, I got to be really close to you because somebody's going to hurt me. Oh, Trump, what about MAGA and all the people you insulted on Twitter?
Oh, boy.
Surprise, surprise.
Great. Great. I'm the strongest.
Great. MrSkin.com, it's time for the Anatomy Awards. And I looked at them yesterday. I
wonder if anybody from Empire has been nude.
Well, we can find that out.
Although it's Anatomy Awards, so it's all movies, right?
Yes. Oh, that's right. I think he... Yeah, if there's stuff on cable, though, he has it.
What up, guys?
Hey. Skin!
How are you?
How you doing, man?
Doing great. Doing great.
Hey, since you're in Chicago, we should ask you, did you
attack Jussie Smollett?
Yes, exactly.
It blows my mind. I mean, how you think you're going to get away with something like that in this day and age,
yep.
You know?
Yeah.
Yep.
Were you buying it?
It blows my mind.
Did a lot of people in your world question this?
The skin world?
You mean question it right the day it happened?
Yes. When you first got details about what he was claiming, did people go,
No, I think a lot of people believed it. I mean, because think about it. Who would do this and completely make it up? I mean, you know.
That was his best. That was the best thing he had going. But
he had too many things. There were too many things. The rope, the hats, the yelling. There were too many specifics.
Yeah, with no witnesses.
The bleach. Yeah.
The bleach. But the phone records is where it really turned, I think, for us.
Well, didn't he write these guys a check?
Yeah. A personal check.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, pretty
Einstein.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Although he could have said it was for training, for personal training.
Fake!
He did. He did
say
that.
Oh, he said
that.
It was for personal training. Yeah.
Well, then the IRS should go after the brother for not claiming it.
Oh,
my God.
I could
still 1099 him.
Damn it.
So how are things at MrSkin.com these days?
Very good. You know, this is always a busy time, the Anatomy Awards. And, you know, what's incredible is this whole year, is I'm going to be saying this a lot, but this is my 20th Anatomy Awards. And I was, and you know what? I did my very first Anatomy Awards on your show, and it was really like just 12 little links. And, you know, we looked at best breasts and best butt and some, you know, very minor categories. Looking back on it, it almost seems like it was Kiddyland Anatomy Awards, because now we have like 42 categories, and you know, the way it's set up on the website with the promotional video and all the pictures and the editorial comments, or the editorial is just so different now. But there's also so much more content to draw from now, and it's pretty crazy. But getting back to it, it's been 20 years of doing this. Can you imagine? It's crazy.
Wow. And
it really is. It's insane. It blows my mind. Sometimes I think, how the hell did I get lucky to do this for 20 years?
I know. And you got a new office now, right?
Oh, I'm walking around my new office. It's so cool. And we got our guys love it here. And one thing you guys would really love, and I don't know if I mentioned this last time, but we have the 450-inchers, did I mention that? We took 450-inch televisions and made it into one big picture on the wall when you walk in.
Wow.
And we just have great 80s teen sex comedies playing all the time, like Fast Times and Porky's and Last American Virgin.
Oh, great movie.
All the greats are just on a rotation. I got like 200 movies, even like women's prison movies from the 70s and Showgirls and American Pie and all the greats. So you just, while you're working or walking around, you see these great movies on this huge, you know, 450 inches, all it, you know, made into one. So it's a cool place.
Wow. Well, I know you were really hard to get a hold of during the move. It sounded really intense.
During what?
Well, during the move. You were a little out of sorts. I couldn't get a hold of you.
Yeah, well, it was because our phones were down, and then we weren't set up to do anything. So, but yeah, we're good, and it's fun. It's fun to be in a new office after all. We were in the same spot for like 15 years, and you were at that office.
That was a nice office. I like that office.
Yeah. Oh, it was nice, but you're going to love this. And
okay.
You may end up eating a whole thing of M&M's in the front watching the watching the porch shower scene.
I'm ready. I see you got you always have some fun awards like the best iceberg boobs. That's got to be a new category.
Oh yeah, yeah, we did. Yeah, we have 42 and here people ask me this, and you know, I mean, it's not like I have the same category every year and then you know, try to find what happens. It's quite the opposite. We curate, you know, there's so many weird, wild, crazy, nutty things that happen in the course of the year for both movies and television that people just don't even know exist. And we find these things, and they're so weird or crazy that I got to put them in the awards. So then we just create an award around them. Like, we had one, Best Swapping Spit, and it was Rachel Weisz and Rachel McAdams in Disobedience, and they're literally spitting in each other's mouth. It's the craziest thing you ever seen. I know, it's weird, but you want to see it. It's, you know, it's kind of cool.
There it is.
It is weird and gross.
Who comes up with the concept of iceberg boobs, though? I mean, that's, well, once you see it, you understand it, but who...
Yeah, what an iceberg boob is, and iceberg boobs would be like a great example. The winner here this year was Maura Tierney in The Affair. Iceberg boobs means you're laying in water on your back and your boobs are sticking out of the water and all you see are the boobs, and that's where we came up with iceberg.
Hence the tip of the iceberg. Okay.
Yeah, like the original one was Eva Mori, Susan Sarandon's daughter in Californication. She was skinny dipping and floating on her back and she had these enormous natural breasts and we saw them and it was visually so stunning and gorgeous, but we were like, what the hell do we call those? So we came up with iceberg boobs.
Brilliant.
And, it stuck. Really, yeah, we don't have it. We don't get lucky every year with that, but Maura Tierney in The Affair was did it this year, so it made the list.
Best butt munch? Looks like a butt munch to me. That's
that's Alia Shawkat and Leia Costa in a movie called Duck Butter, which came out on April 20th. It happens at the 36-minute mark. They meet in a club, these two girls, and they decide they want to have sex every hour to create this incredible intimacy. So it's just the movie is just them having sex. And you might know that Alia Shawkat is from Arrested Development. Yeah. She plays Maybe. And, man, is it it's actually a hot scene. And, again, it's like what we're in a different world now where movies and television, you know, they just push the envelope, and it's Leia Costa laying down and Alia Shawkat with her face buried right in the butthole. It's pretty awesome.
One of the surprises was, and I didn't even know this happened, but Omarosa Manigault, Stallworth, Newman, Moonves' boob popped out.
Oh, God, that name.
During that was Celeb Big Brother.
And this was truly accidental. It won Best Accidental Nudity, and this was awesome. So CBS has this Celebrity Big Brother. Mm-hmm. And so they did a live stream on February 9th of last year. And because it was a live stream, you know, whatever happened, happened. They have all these cameras around. And this definitely was not on purpose because she was wearing a robe with no bra. But you could see if you watch the clip, her robe gets caught in the chair and her right boob pops out for like a split second. And Chuck Liddell's looking right at her. He's all excited. But it's a pretty awesome scene. And I love accidental stuff. Yeah. That's my favorite.
Well, did anybody else, were there any other accidental nudes in either this version of Celeb Big Brother or the one that just went by that you know of?
Well, not to this extent. The other ones weren't accidental. It truly has to be accidental. If it's staged, that doesn't count. Well, so, like, well, one that I should mention was also accidental, but it won our best nip slip. Britney Spears, and she was doing at the MGM National Harbor, she was doing a live concert that was streaming online, and while she was doing the song Do Something, she was in this, like, black bra, and then she was in this sexy, like, garter outfit, and one of the dancers, male dancers, lifted her up, and her left nip popped out, and that was awesome, so that made our best nip slip.
Because she still it was looks Britney good, Spears, man. And all that.
Yeah. You know, I can't believe this because I saw A Star Is Born. I don't remember seeing Gaga totally nude.
Oh yeah. A Star Is Shorn.
Yes.
She was completely
the
shaved.
Award. Yeah. And she is, that's full frontal Gaga. Wow. Yep.
Well, Gaga, I'll tell you what, Gaga is not, she's like Madonna in that she's a great singer, great entertainer, but she could care less about nudity, has no qualms about it at all. And
which makes me a little less interested, by the way.
Well, really? No, I agree. If you, the more you're out there, the less exciting it is. I get it, but she's pretty. She's even done like nude yoga videos that we have at our website. Like she's pretty much fine with any nudity. So the brief nudity she did in A Star Is Born is nothing compared to some of the stuff we have at MrSkin.com on her.
Of course, Cooper's in that video too. Yeah, oh, she can't be nude without Cooper being around.
Yeah. Enough of Cooper.
I was going to say, since this is a podcast, I do want to make sure we mention this, because on terrestrial radio, I haven't been able to talk about this one too much, but it's the best rear burger.
Yeah.
And it's Rosamund Pike in a private war. Yeah, in a
she's
private
hot.
War. And it's she plays Marie Colvin, a war correspondent, and it's such a beautiful scene. Like, she's like gorgeous actress. She was in Die Another Day with Pierce Brosnan, the James Bond movie. She was Ben Affleck's wife in Gone Girl. You know, really pretty well-known British actress. She's completely naked at the mirror. She goes and gets in the tub, and Stanley Tucci's in the tub. As she gets in the tub, she lifts her leg, and not only do we see Tucci, we see Cucci in the same scene. It's pretty awesome.
I take it back. She's not that hot, then. I'm looking at the rest of this.
No, but it's all about scene. The rear. It's all about the rear burger.
Yeah.
So you don't usually get rear burger in a mainstream movie. But
Skin doesn't allow negativity with nudity, Mark.
Sorry.
Please know the rules. Best is it best nudity at 60, Andy McDowell?
Best nude at 60, right.
That's quite a shot.
How good is she? Look, there was a movie called Love After Love, and it's a movie where, so she has like kids that are in their late 20s, and her husband, her longtime husband, passes away. So then it's about her relationships after that. And, I mean, 60 years old in this nude scene at the 50-minute mark, and that's pretty damn good. I mean, she looks great.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe she was doing it. I don't know how many people would look as good as she does, but I mean, geez. I mean, she doesn't look terribly worked on either to me.
No, she looks all natural. Yeah. It's a great nude scene. So we're big fans. Anytime an actress, you know, over 50 years old does a nude scene and it looks great, we always try to celebrate it in our Anatomy Awards, and she won Best Nude at 60.
It's great policy.
Skin, what's the difference between Best Nude Debut and Best Nude Comer?
Well, a nude comer is someone who gets naked and then she gets on our radar. Like, she wasn't well known.
Okay.
And because of that, she's considered a nude comer. Okay.
Okay.
And,
got it.
I know it's a subtle difference, but we had Burgundy Baker from The Shy, which is a Showtime series, so she was our best nude comer. Then you have. What was the other category you said?
Best Nude Debut, which is Lucy Hale.
Yeah, nude debut is someone who's famous, and then they...
never done nude.
They hadn't been nude.
What do we know her from, Lucy Hale? Because I don't know who she is.
Pretty Little Liars?
Pretty Little Liars.
Ah, yes.
Yes, from Dude. Yes.
Yeah, I watch that.
Well, there are some who don't, do you really?
Isn't that the Nicole Kidman show? Isn't that...
What's that?
Is it Nicole Kidman in that?
No, that's the HBO.
That's
Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Excuse me.
What are the who are the winners of the major categories? Because I know you do like best butt, best breast, and then best show and best movie.
Yeah, well, best butt was, I love this, and I know she's out there a lot, but the Miley Cyrus from Nothing Breaks Like a Heart, the music video where she's in the front seat in a.
Yeah,
like a skirt.
Come on out.
She goes to the back seat, and her whole ass is exposed. And I got to tell you, I mean, and there was some stiff competition for this. You know, Betty Gilpin and Glow, Dina Shihabi from Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan. But I got to tell you, Miley Cyrus was my favorite butt, without question.
That's a good, that's nice butt
of the year.
Yeah, and by the way, you can see all of these on MrSkin.com. Just go
for
there.
Free.
Yeah, free.
For free. Yeah. And also, so the best breast was someone that you guys probably haven't heard of, but it was Paulina Gaetan in Diablo Guardian, which is a cool Netflix show. and she's all natural, big breasts.
It's a great scene.
You'll definitely love it. Yeah.
I think.
And then the best.
I was just going to say, does her left breast look significantly bigger than her right breast for some reason?
That's just the. There was some movement going on.
It's an dominant breast.
Okay. I mean, I don't have a problem with it either way. They both look fine.
And then the best lesbian scene. This just shows you where we're going with just how graphic just premium cables become. Because this is the Starz network. It's Michelle Badillo and Michelle Prada in the Starz series Beta. And it was season one, episode three, and these two sisters, and they are not sisters in the scene. One of the sisters is a lesbian. And it's about these two Mexican-American sisters on the east side of L.A., and they... This scene, she is literally sitting on her face in the nude scene. Mm-hmm. It's really incredible.
It's very artistic.
It's a very graphic sex scene, but she's sitting on her face on premium... on the Starz network. It's pretty amazing.
Wait, did you say they were sisters?
I'm a sister.
Not the two girls having sex. The show's about two sisters.
Okay.
Well, no one cares what the show's about.
I'm a sister.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. That would be a whole different category if they were sisters.
I was going to say, I just had to ask. I don't know, I guess I was dreamweavering there. I see Gina Gershon. You got Kim Kardashian in a category. You've got
Kim Kardashian won best camel toe, and I love this. It was from season 15, episode 3 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh my God! There's been 15 seasons of that show.
I know.
Really?
Holy cow!
Wow!
He was so Kanye has this Yeezy brand, and he made biker pants. So she's wearing these biker pants.
Jeez.
And it's like no underwear, biker pants, and just total lippage for the best camel toe. It's pretty incredible.
Well, I don't want to steal all your thunder, but there are so 42
categories. We haven't
categories.
Even scratched or sniffed the surface yet.
Can I ask you about the, I know sometimes you'll include them in there, the actors that are nominated, the actresses that are nominated for the...
The Manatomy Awards?
No. God damn it. No, for the actual Academy Awards and what they've been nude in. Is there anybody we should maybe look up?
Oh, you mean the actual ones that are nominated?
Yeah, for the Academy Awards, not the Anatomy Awards.
So who cares about the Academy Awards?
Well, if there's some hot girls that are nominated, I want to know where they've been nude, if they've been nude.
Well, we had three. Okay, so
when you're watching the show, you can think about it.
There's five lead actress nominees, three of which have been naked. Glenn Close. Male attraction. Olivia Colman, Confetti, and Lady Gaga have all been nude. In the supporting actress nominees, four out of the five, Amy Adams has been nude. Marina de Tavira from Roma has been nude. Emma Stone made her new debut in The Favourite, she's nominated for. And Rachel Weisz did some great nudity in Stealing Beauty and some other things. So it's about the ratio I get pretty much every year, about 7 to 8 of the actress nominees out of 10 usually have been naked, and that's a good ratio.
Theoretically, Lady Gaga could win an Academy Award and an Anatomy Award in the same year for the same movie. Has that ever happened?
How excited would she be?
Has it ever happened?
Where
an Academy Award winner also won an Anatomy Award in the same... After 20 years, you think it might happen once.
For sure, Halle Berry in Monsters Ball did, that's for sure.
Did she win an Academy Award?
Yeah, she did,
Academy Award.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we should listen to that speech when we let Skin go.
Oh, my God.
So it has happened before. She won an Anatomy Award that year.
I still consider if somehow you could Photoshop out Billy Bob Thornton, that's the greatest sex scene ever.
I know his audio is all fucked up, too.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right, Skin, MrSkin.com. You must be getting excited for baseball season.
Yeah, I am, actually. I'm excited.
And the White Sox did not get Machado.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't expect it. They always tease you and make you think they're going to spend real money, but whatever.
Is he worth
still excited. I can't wait for baseball. I'm sick of being cold.
I know. This is really the dregs. Great. Have a good luck with the Anatomy Awards. I'm sure you get a billion hits. MrSkin.com. Thanks, Skin.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Right, see you soon.
What a fun sight.
Yeah, 42 awards. And there's a fair share of people I knew in there, which kind of surprises me these days.
It's so hard to keep up with all these shows.
Can we listen to Halle Berry's speech? It's so bad.
Oh my God.
Why does this happen so often?
Stop crying. Stop crying.
Oh my God. You make me feel
like a David Justice.
Oh, is that David Justice?
Sorry.
Can you make me feel black?
This moment, so much bigger than me.
It is, because I'd kind of forgotten about it.
What about Dorothy Dandridge?
Dorothy Dandridge. Lena Horne. Diane Carroll. It's for the women that stand beside me. Jada Pinkett, Angela Bassett.
Jada Pinkett.
Vivica Fox, and it's for every nameless, faceless woman of color that now has a chance because this door tonight has been opened.
You make me feel
the cutaways are priceless.
Yeah, they are. They are great.
Thank you.
Wow. Cutaways.
I'm so honored. I'm so honored, and I thank the Academy for choosing me to be the vessel, but which is blessing my flow. Thank you.
You weren't chosen to be the vessel.
I want to thank
blessing my flow.
My manager, yes. Vincent Cerenzio.
She's in the rag.
For 12 long years, and you fought every fought.
Somebody get a
and you've loved me when I've been up, but more importantly, you've loved me when what? I've been
Excuse
down.
Excuse me, Flo?
You have been a manager, my friend. The only father I've ever known. Really, and I love you very much. I want to thank my mom.
Oh, she's an ugly crier,
me
too.
God, how long is this?
Every single day to be who I want to be.
Wait, that lady's white.
The courage
they're on the wrong person.
To dream that this dream might be happening and possible for me. I love you, Mom.
Isn't she an ugly crier?
So much.
Yes.
Thank you. My husband, who is Oof. Just the joy of
back
my
up,
life.
Back that camera
in
off.
India, thank you for giving me peace.
Is your husband?
Because only with the
India?
Peace that you've brought
then,
me.
Then, I don't know.
Have I been allowed to go to places that I never even knew I could go. Thank
well, they need,
you. I love
she needs
you
the
in
music
India.
To just boot her off the stage.
Yeah. I want to thank Lionsgate. Thank
There's
you.
A child!
Mike Pasternak.
I know, between
Tom Ortenberg,
It's a Child
for
and this.
Sure everybody knew about this
I just,
little
she lost
movie.
So much hotness
thank
to me.
Thank you for believing in me.
I'll take it.
I still
director,
think she's
Mark
hot,
Forrester,
but I mean,
you're
just,
genius.
I'm not sure about the rest
you're
of the time.
Genius. This movie-making experience was magical.
Now I want to hear it's a child, too.
Because of you.
It's magical.
You believed in me. You trusted
movie me. Movie-making experience
was
magical.
And you gently guided me to very scary places.
I love you.
I want scary to thank places. Ivana Chubbuck.
That'd be great if everybody did an acceptance speech
out
as
who the
Jackson.
Heck this lady was without you. I love
I would
you.
Watch that all day.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank Dorothy
I
Dandridge.
Thank Lee Daniels, our producer. Thank
love
you
my,
for giving me this
all.
Chance.
My earthly
for
guardian angel,
that I
Mary
could
Wynn.
Do it. And now tonight, I have this. Thank
Shut
you.
Shut up!
I want to thank my agent, CAA, Josh Lieberman.
Don't
no,
talk
too late.
Too late.
I
have
to wrap it up,
my
guys.
Agents, Kevin Uvain.
Drum
thank
solo.
You. Thank you for never Go kicking me out and sending me somewhere back. Else. Thank you. I who else? I have so many
Shut
people
up.
I know I need to thank.
I think
my
she's
lawyer,
fake
Neil
now.
Meyer. Thank you. Okay, wait a minute. I gotta take the 74 years. I gotta take this time.
Oh my God.
I gotta thank
that might have been the most unattractive
my lawyer,
moment.
Neil Meyer, for making this deal. Doug Stone.
Who the fuck is Doug Stone?
I need to thank him.
It took so
lastly,
many people, I'm
not
even
least,
impressed
I have
anymore.
To thank Spike Lee for putting me in my very first film and believing in me. Oprah Winfrey for being the best role model any girl can have. Joel Silver, thank you.
Joel Silver?
And thank you to Warren Beatty. Thank you so much for being my mentors and believing in me. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Wow.
Okay, I need to hear It's a Child now.
I gotta find it. We don't have it.
What?
I did. I recently found it.
Okay, good.
But I have to edit it still, so I think
this
is the
dance mix version. That's okay. She's carrying her child down the escalator at the airport.
It's pretty ridiculous. How much paparazzi are there?
Why are they there?
You make me feel.
Get away! There's a child!
Oh, he's gonna kick all their asses.
You push me.
Why you push me?
So abused.
I never noticed that the limo driver just looks at him and goes, shut up. Sweet.
She's just shoving people.
There's
she
a
is.
Child here. That's why, you idiots.
That's kind of funny. Idiots.
She shoves him in the car, too. See how she just shoved him in the back? Like, get in there.
Yeah, because he wanted to fight all the Olivier wanted to fight all the paparazzi.
Oh, that's right. That's when she was. He was a fiery
His
one.
His name's not Oliver.
It's Oliver, isn't it?
Yeah, it is Oliver.
I thought she called him Olivier there.
Yeah. Did she?
Play it again. I think
no, she did. It's definitely. She called him Olivier.
Oh, it's spelled Oliver.
It's a child, you idiot!
I think it's funny when someone calls another one an idiot like that. It's just a great word.
It is.
An idiot.
It's just, it's funny when she's
I'm
coming
a cop, you idiot!
That's another prime example.
When she comes to, I love Dan Fouts. What a total idiot.
A total
That's
idiot.
A good one.
You stupid idiot. Get the out of here.
When she's coming down the stairs, she first says, it's a child! And the flashes just come on even
worse,
stronger.
Yeah.
It's like more, I mean, there's no point in yelling at photographers. They just get better pictures.
Selling a picture of Halle Berry and her kid isn't as good as selling the picture or the video of Halle Berry yelling about her kid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And shoving.
What an idiot.
Olivier in the car.
And the limo driver, man, give that guy credit.
I know. Oh, boy. I would not want to be on her bad side.
Yeah, she is she's kind of an emotional wreck, isn't she?
There was
she?
Another time she attacked him outside their school.
Oh, wait. Remember when she drove crazy? She's a crazy driver in the neighborhood. Isn't that her?
Oh, probably.
I think her neighbor said she was he wanted her stopped. He wanted her license taken away or something. She drives like a mad woman.
She's always mad at the paparazzi.
More, it's a child?
Hey guys, back up.
The child thing's not working, Hallie.
Is that even her child? She just carries
it's
around
not a child.
Children.
It's an accessory.
Yeah, they're really lightening up. Really getting the message.
She was sued for a hit and run.
Damn, man.
Didn't the guy say she drives crazy?
Yeah, that's part of it. She left the left the scene of a crash too.
Ooh. Hey,
the great sleuth.
Speaking of children,
yeah, the internet.
Do you believe that Macaulay Culkin fathered Michael Jackson's children?
No.
That was the biggest nothing story of the day.
No, the biggest nothing story
because they have Paris. He and Paris have matching tattoos.
Oh, shut tattoos. Up. I thought he's her godfather.
Yeah, he's her godfather. I know that.
No, the biggest Jackson story is that Corey Feldman isn't planning on watching the documentary. He didn't say he's not going to watch it. He said he's not. He has no plans to watch it. He might watch it if he runs into it.
That is the biggest non-story possibly ever. He has no plans to watch the documentary. That is not news of any kind.
There's some other good stuff because more people are screening it and getting it out there before it started.
They're suing HBO for $100 million. Yeah. Jackson.
Yeah, good luck with
oh,
that.
Oh, please.
Yeah. That's money.
I'm sure they'll win a lot of money.
It must be great to be a Jackson lawyer.
Well, they're always getting sued themselves. Remember how they never used to pay their bills?
Mm-hmm.
They had that Jackson Family Honors thing, and people were suing them for years after that.
So this article starts to talk about Wade Robson.
Jackson Family Honors. What?
Jimmy Safechuck and Wade Robson. You know, it took a lot of balls for them to come forth and tell the story in the documentary, but they couldn't have anticipated the level of vitriol leveled at them. Since last month's film
festival. Just been called liars and perjurers. And
yep. The festival's social media pages were flooded with messages from Jackson's fans fiercely defending his innocence. Some even made death threats against Robeson, Safechuck, and the director. was a director. Yeah,
I know. That's
too.
Nice. You get molested by this creepy star. Everyone, I mean, the thing that... I'm just stuck with this, that I can't believe this happened in our lifetime, and we all watched it, and no one could stop it. No one could stop
magical.
It.
Read the parts highlighted there, because there's some good Jackson stuff in there.
I mean...
He's very jealous.
If you see, you know, when remember when my Twitter got invaded because mentioned Jackson?
That's the first thing
all
I
these
thought about.
People, weirdos came into it like, how dare you? Mm-hmm. And you know, they will repeat, he loved children. He never had a childhood. You know, like it's the most normal thing in the world for
that's
a 40-year-old to hang out with 12-year-olds. No, his fans say that. Yeah. They'll actually say that. Like they'll repeat it like it's just normal. Hey, 12-year-old spending the night, he didn't have a childhood. He never had slumber parties before. So he's having them for the rest of his life.
Duh.
Does he have fans who are not just fans of his music, but fans of his lifestyle? Are they lifestyle fans?
Absolutely. He loved children. He made the world a better place.
So they're like fellow pedophiles? Or
No, I just rallying. I think they just love him.
People write negative things because they feel that's what sells. Good news to them doesn't sell.
Sell. He has vocal fry there.
His voice.
I have vocal fry.
It's a fake voice, too,
what?
Isn't it?
What are you talking about?
Just because it's in print doesn't mean it's the gospel.
Oh, that sounds pretty real to me. That's how kids talk.
Totally false.
He's the opposite of the Theranos lady, Elizabeth Holmes. He perfected a child voice. And the days leading up to the 4-hour, you read that. They were threatened.
Yeah, skip that. Go to them.
Let's see. Robeson Safe Chuck, each alleged they were sexually abused until age 14, when, of course, they became undesirable.
Totally false.
They'll say Jackson actively tried to turn them against their families and women and listened in on their parents' phone calls while the boys stayed with them in Neverland. One time, my mom was on a call with her sister talking trash about my dad, and when he was like, look how evil women are. Your dad is a sweet guy. Women are conniving. Safe Chuck says.
What an asshole.
It was a consistent theme with him. Calls being on tour with Jackson in the late 80s when Sheryl Crow was one of his backup singers. He claims his sexual relationship with Jackson had already started, but he had simultaneously developed a crush on Crow. Went on to become a pop country star. Michael was very jealous, so one thing he did was he had pictures taken of all the backup singers and dancers before they had their makeup on, but he only wanted Sheryl Crow's. Then he would show me the pictures like, look, she's not really attractive. He was also very jealous. I had a girlfriend at school, and that was a point of contention.
Oh, the girlfriend at school?
Yeah.
Hey, didn't you want women to have a picture without makeup? Was that one of them?
I thought their license photo should be without makeup, just so...
You and Jackson.
Can access it early in a relationship.
But it will never match your actual face when you're pulled over and the police...
Well, they can make you take your makeup off then. You're really in trouble.
No driving with makeup. You know what? As a matter of fact, don't even be allowed to drive unless you get the permission of a man.
Why do we have such liberal rules about women driving in this country? What's wrong with us? Look at Saudi Arabia. They're lucky to have their licenses at all.
The oldest man around in your life, Joe, you have to decide if your mom can drive.
Can you imagine?
He does a lot of correcting when I drive.
Imagine asking your son if you're allowed to drive.
I know.
Such bullshit.
It's crazy. Both men claim Jackson never wore condoms during their sex acts. Is that really important to add to the story?
Yeah,
not
icky.
Only did he molest them and do this and do that, he didn't even wear a condom. Oh my God.
They're gross.
I mean, really? Isn't it bad enough already?
It's very swollen.
My penis?
It's very swollen.
They allege he often plied them with alcohol and pornography before molesting them and even recorded one of his sexual encounters with Safe Chuck.
Ugh.
He immediately freaked out when he realized what he just did and taped over it.
Probably if he blew up. Freaked out.
Although he was aware Jackson was filming, it was very fun at the time. When you're having fun, Jackson isn't thinking about it. But later he's like, wait a minute, I just documented this. He was very careful, but that was his one sort of slip.
I was outraged.
One of the most disturbing anecdotes in Leaving Meadowland is that Jackson allegedly staged a mock wedding with Safechuck when the boy was 10, exchanging vows and rings. It was more reinforcement of, don't worry, we'll always be together, we'll always have this love. The ring was one of many pieces of jewelry Safechuck claims Jackson gave him, primarily as rewards for sex acts. Well, how much was the jewelry worth? I feel like it's $500,000 piece of jewelry.
He got to keep it when they broke up?
I don't know. Yes.
Would you do that with Jackson for $500,000?
But I was just wondering. No.
I mean, not then, but now.
I mean, it's an interesting question.
If you were his age, would you?
Well, save Chuck's age?
No, your age.
My age now?
You're Jackson's age.
Would I do it with Jackson?
For half a million.
No.
Half a million?
It's got to be more money.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to come up with more cash.
Yeah. Because you have to look at the face where the nose is coming off.
Is that
off
after taxes, or do I have to pay taxes on it?
No, you don't have to pay taxes on it. But you don't get a certificate of authenticity either, so there's no proof that it was Jackson's.
On rare occasions when he was invited to stay in Neverland, there was an unsaid feeling to be impressive and make it worth his while, get back in that favorite position in his life. So the sex became, in the craziest way, the safe zone, as the rest of the relationship really changed. Robeson claims Jackson kept...
I don't understand that.
I don't understand it either. Robeson claims Jackson kept him and the other boys separated from each other, although he briefly met Safe Chuck on the set of the Jam music video in 1982.
It's like he had a revolving door as soon as the boys got too old.
God.
Cross paths once.
As they grew apart from Jackson, his alleged abuse impacted their relationship with women as they grappled with their sexuality and intimacy. I struggled with the am I gay thing early on as soon as the abuse started. Mike would say, you're not gay. This is just how we express our love. I'm not gay either, but we love each other.
Oh, God, what a manipulator.
As I got older, I didn't struggle or question whether I was gay, but your first sexual experience is awkward enough without having been abused. I haven't quite wrapped my head around how it's affected me, but I think I have more nerves with intimate relationships than I guess other people do.
Who you think?
Good job, Jackson.
I'm not gay.
As Robeson moved into adulthood, he says he became more really promiscuous with women. I think I was trying to prove in some sense that I was heterosexual to myself and trying to prove some sense of masculinity by conquest with women, which was an ultimately unfulfilling experience.
Oh, man.
Yeah, nice going, Jackson.
Sucks. Can't wait to see the documentary, though. I'm making plans to watch it.
Oh, I'm planning on
watching it. Corey Feldman.
And that's not going to be any breaking news, but absolutely planning on watching it.
How long is it?
Four hours.
Really?
4 hours, yeah.
Not 4 hours and 45 minutes?
No.
Too bad.
That would be... Wait, but that is...
Five Jacksons,
that's six Jacksons.
45 minutes.
Six Jacksons, exactly.
Six Jacksons?
Yeah.
Six old Jacksons.
It is. It's a perfect six Jacksons, isn't it?
45 minutes.
Wait, 45 plus 45 is an hour and a half. No, it's not.
Minutes.
It's five Jacksons in 15 minutes. Damn it.
Five and a quarter Jacksons.
But he wasn't alive to oversee
minutes.
It.
He wasn't alive to.
I would cut a third of Jackson out. Make it five
for
45 Jacksons.
Minutes?
Yeah, for 45 minutes. About 45 minutes.
He's obsessed with that time frame.
This Patrick Frazzi story.
Oh, my God, yeah. I'm mad. What is this mistress being charged with? I know she's...
I don't think she's being charged with anything. But this guy is such a dope.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, the crime is...
This is the murder
is the other one in Colorado, not the one involving Bolte. Well, Bolte wasn't involved. Bolte was just the gay side dick. What else to call him?
The gay side? That's a little redundant.
Yeah.
He had so many balls in the air, so to speak, you know, with the side action and the...
I know.
I am not a male escort.
I like balls in the air.
Don't you think Watt is going to just get it on with dudes in prison, too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be just like sending him to a gay club for life.
I feel like he just crossed a line and he just realized, like, I like everything. I like killing people. I like sex with anybody.
They did.
Isn't it weird that he...
I want that baby. He wanted the baby.
They did just release the...
the three-bedroom, not the two-bedroom.
The video of her coming home right before Watts killed her.
Oh, no, really? Wait. This is the Watts story? Oh, this is...
Yeah, I know you briefly just said Watts, but they just released this video.
Oh, no.
It's their ring, you know, out front.
Yeah.
And it's her being dropped off by her Uber, and she's walking in really late. I think it's, you know, 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Was that Watts' woman?
Yeah, and they expect that as soon as she walked in here, he killed her then.
Oh,
That's weird seeing the last.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Well, this Patrick Frazzi... if you remember, his fiance.
I don't know how his name's pronounced, but it is going to be Frazzi from now on.
Absolutely.
Fuck him.
Kelsey Barrett was his fiance, and she was missing for a week, and her phone was somehow sending texts to her employer and to Patrick saying, I'm taking the week off. Now, I'm thinking, what do you do after the week? Do you send another text next week going, I don't think I'm coming back?
Yeah.
I'm starting a new life.
I don't think these people.
I'm changing my name.
I don't think Frazzi planned ahead very well.
Not really. He was trying to get this other girl, his girlfriend, to kill her. Four times he asked her to, and she said twice she almost did it, which is bizarre. And she claims she feared for her life.
Bullshit.
He's going to kill me.
Bullshit.
Once she knows he killed her, she's in much more danger.
Tell the cops.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing. So
she decided not to kill her once because somebody else was with her, so she sounded like she was going to go through. And the other time she gave her, a
poison Starbucks. Yeah.
There was no poison in it.
Remind me to talk about Starbucks in a minute.
Okay.
Girlfriend was way hotter than the mistress, too.
Way hotter.
Oh, it's not even close.
Yeah, I know.
I don't get it.
She probably did stuff.
He blindfolded the mother of his baby and told her that he wanted to guess the scent of some candles.
Oh, God.
If I ever do that, by the way, I'm killing you. I want you to know that. If I ever ask you to smell some candles and I blindfold you, I'm going to kill you.
Okay.
Noted. I'm ever in a relationship where that's a thing, I'm going to kill myself.
Hoo-ah.
I have to guess scented
careful
candles.
There.
What?
He smashes her with a baseball bat, knocking her teeth out, and kills her with the baseball bat, and then leaves her body there for 2 days.
And goes to Thanksgiving dinner.
Goes to Thanksgiving dinner right after he kills her.
Nice.
And then he calls the girlfriend and says, "You got a mess to clean up. Get out here." She's in Idaho, 13 hours away. She drives 13 hours overnight, cleans for 4 hours.
Oh, no way.
Yep. Claims she left 2 blood spots.
She's the woman.
To bust him.
She's the woman.
So he could
be
busted. And then, she said, "I fear for my life." His mom took the 5th. His mom was forced to testify to something, and I guess she wouldn't answer some questions.
Oh, she knew?
Mom knew about it. Sounds like.
Well, they wanted the baby, too. Frazies.
Nice going, Frazee. Boy, look at all the dumbasses out there. Frazee, Smollett. Yeah. What's his name? Watts. Right. He's going Watts. Made a fucking mess out of that oil tank, or that oil, whatever that was.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, they weren't going to figure that out. His phone is with him. He drives out to this oil container. Dope. I wonder how much that guy will get it on in prison. That was weird hearing about the guy who they think might have been the Oakland County child killer. Why did they put him with a cellmate that he's into?
I know.
As soon as they find out they're boo-fooing, separate him. Put him with a girl. A speck.
No, he liked young people, so put him with a.
Yeah, put him with a 90-year-old
old woman.
Ugh.
Starbucks.
You didn't mention too that the mistress when she cleaned up did a shitty job, and that's why
he
was called.
I did. I said she left that? 2 okay. blood spots. She said she did it on purpose.
Bullshit.
I didn't believe that.
Says it now.
Yeah.
Starbucks. Starbucks policy now is that you don't have to be a customer. Just come in. It's a community hangout.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't care if we make any money. Well, we've been going to Starbucks after working out lately.
Oh. Really?
And let's say, I think it was last Friday, there was this homeless couple with all their belongings sitting in the 2 best chairs in the Starbucks.
Ah.
Yeah, they were there when we get there. And then, and while we're sitting there, we're going, sure we'd like to sit there.
I would just like to see the 2 of you get it on.
My coffee, my banana, my sandwich. And they're just over there.
Get him out of here.
If only he had a house to go to.
And then they start making out.
Oh, hot.
Yeah,
nice.
They start making out.
Free show.
And they've got their shit everywhere. I mean, it's like. It was not hot at all.
What?
Then they start fighting.
What?
Ooh, not, that's what turns them on.
No, it was after they were making out. I think they might have made out afterwards, though. Maybe it was a thing. I don't know. The girl literally was hitting him at one point.
Hot.
And actual audio.
Yeah.
Why didn't you get your phone out? And
I thought about it. I did.
Wow. Shoot. Fucking shoot.
Hey, that's a different one, isn't it? Because he didn't say, "Let me do the talking."
Yeah, no, that's Bezos.
Oh, okay.
That was audio of the homeless people.
Okay.
Were they hot by any means? Do you think any of them were?
Yeah, if they got cleaned
good-looking?
Up.
Hard to say.
Do you ever think of starting a GoFundMe for them and then extorting all the money and keeping it?
I did not. Say they gave me money when I needed to eat something after my workout.
Exactly.
Their last 20. Sure. So anyway, we were there Monday. I think it was Monday. And we noticed the same area was, once again, being taken up by, I'll just call them non-customers. And it seems to be, I don't know, I'll have to ask Matt, but it seems that the area has become the homeless area.
Oh.
Cool.
I mean, it seems like those places are usually taken up by people that aren't really customers.
Let's just have a homeless.
Sounds like he fingered her.
Oh, and the cops came in and had to deal with somebody who was passed out in there another time.
Too much coffee?
This is not great PR for Starbucks. But I'm sorry, it really happened. No, it was just, I think he was wasted, and he just crashed in Starbucks, and they have sort of long benches.
Yeah,
and he was taking up the whole bench. You know, it's like maybe capacity people where he was laying down.
That's not allowed, but you can just
He was passed out.
But no, I mean, was he a customer?
I don't know. No,
he bought not, something. Are you allowed to pass out?
I don't think he bought anything.
But if you did, are you allowed to stay?
Passed out?
Yeah,
I don't
take
think
a little nap in between bites.
I don't think that's what they want. Could be wrong.
What is this lawless Starbucks you go to?
Royal Oak.
Huh.
It's a good Starbucks. I mean, honestly, nobody bothered me. I'm just saying, you know, when this whole thing happened with these guys getting arrested and they said, Starbucks is for anyone. You don't have to buy anything at Starbucks. And, you know, I don't know. It just seems to me that I'm not sure the customers are crazy about this being the gathering place for saying. And although the couple that was making out and sort of, you know, biting, they were, I mean, I was watching them, so.
Nice.
Entertainment?
I guess it was entertaining, sure. Sort of, so I don't know, maybe it's a good thing.
How long were you standing there looking at them?
No, we were like.
While you're holding a banana?
We were about 15 feet away.
Jeez, I got a little chub.
But I did think of recording it. I don't know why or what
shut
the
up,
point would
not?
Have been. I'm not going to, like, put it online.
Show us.
Did you see the lady that posted a video of two kids at her son's high school fighting?
No, but I want to see it.
She was arrested for it.
Yeah, really? I saw that.
Yeah, because she didn't report a crime. You're not supposed to post anything that's potentially criminal. What, 14, 15? Huh. Brandon?
Yeah, I think something like that.
But the serious issue, Shell thought, is that she's really hot. The mom is really hot. Yeah, she's 32.
She's got to go to high school. She's 32.
Okay. Yeah, really, eh?
Nice.
Let me see if I can find it.
I want to see. Now I'm more interested in her than the video of them fighting.
Wait, all fights have to be reported?
I thought it was pretty strange. I was shocked she was arrested. She took a good mugshot, too.
Really?
Yeah, she even takes a good mugshot. Didn't you think so, Brandon?
Yeah, I thought so. I can't find it.
Wait, I'll tell you her
name. How come you guys saw
it? I looked her up on Facebook, too, because I want to see more pictures of her. Is that crossing a line, looking someone up on Facebook because you want to see more pictures of them? I don't know. She just looks really pretty in her pictures.
There it is.
She is hot.
Took me a minute. Yeah, she's cute.
Looking her up. Yeah. Megan.
Atkins something.
Yeah, hyphenated name. Barris.
Can we watch a story on it? There she is. Look at that picture.
Yeah.
It's her mugshot.
Nice.
But she likes seeing guys fight.
Yeah, it gets her off.
They're all fired up.
So, did you find her Instagram?
No, I couldn't find anything on her.
What?
I don't think she has an Instagram.
Oh, come on.
She put this on Facebook.
Oh, there's another. Wait.
Look at that mugshot.
Yeah. It's like, why are there two mugshots?
Did she go to Glamour Shots before she took her mugshot? Look at that picture.
So, she shared the video, went to jail.
Wow. She looks like somebody, too. Doesn't she look familiar? Does that face look familiar, Brandon, that last picture you had? Before you scrolled that one? She look like somebody?
Yeah, I don't know who it is, though.
Damn it, who is it? Not ScarJo.
5'3", 125.
Oh, she doesn't look heavy to me.
Blue eyes, brown hair.
Yeah. But they put her weight?
Born in 1986.
She's 32.
Booked on February 20th. Court date, the 21st.
Oh, she's married.
Well, yeah, the hyphenated name.
That's a cute picture, too. A little green blob on her back. Look at the green blob on her back.
Oh, wait.
Trudy, look at the green blob on her
husband
back. Is that
recently,
an asset to her?
Her husband recently suffered a traumatic brain injury and the cost of
treatment. He's in a coma.
Oh, no. Really? Yeah. Boy, this story took a bummer of a
turn. I know.
Turn.
I think she ought to start a GoFundMe now that she's famous.
Already does. Here it is.
Oh.
It's only $1,400 in. Oh, down low.
It doesn't look like he's in a coma there.
Look at the next picture.
Oh, there he is.
Coma.
Yeah. Oops.
Where he is in the coma.
What happened here?
Journey.
Story took a
turn. I was should have joked about that. No. I didn't really think that was his coma picture. You're smiling with his eyes open.
Did you look at her Facebook page?
I tried to. I didn't think it seemed to be inaccessible. Or
oh, she's got one.
She does? Okay. Yeah.
She doesn't use her hyphenated name.
She's 30. How old?
32.
Oh, she doesn't look 32.
No.
Which one is
very young looking?
It's just the last name.
Can we send her to Roche to lose the green blob?
Yeah.
No, oh, that's
that blasted
fine.
Off.
It's, I mean, that is like a classic green blob, isn't it?
It is.
It just
it's totally
like
green.
A, didn't it look like a green blob?
It did. Yeah. In they don't redeem themselves well in photos.
Do tattoo parlors, because I don't go to tattoo shops, do they offer the classic green blob? Do they offer that? Because it seems like a lot of people choose it.
Maybe I'll get a green blob. Maybe I'll just get one that... Let's do it.
Where's the fight? I can't find the fight anymore.
Who cares about the fight? Oh, here's her Facebook. She shared the link to the heavy.com article about herself. Starting to like this chick, man.
She's really enjoying it.
Oh, there's a fun little picture. Oh, you saw that one.
She's enjoying it.
There's a fun little picture. Hey, oh, you can see. Look at her boobs, Drew.
Why can't you just tell me so I can get on there? What the fuck?
Didn't you search your name with Facebook? You're spelling it for. There you go.
That's where I've been. I asked you which one.
I don't know.
She's not new.
Just Googled her name with the word Facebook.
All right. It's getting a little creepy.
Brandon gets mad over petty things. Because I'm a dick to him.
Well, it's a little petty. I mean, I could see it, too, if Brandon knew the web.
That's what I'm saying. I want to show it to the show.
Check us out.
Nice to have it on the big screen.
Isn't your Facebook page cool that we're looking at and they're not?
Yeah. I was checking out her sunglasses to see what I could see in the reflection.
Which is her taking a picture of herself.
Right. Why is it so much fun looking at what's in the reflection? I always
do voyeur.
That. I love doing that.
Yeah.
Three kids.
Wow. Yeah, she got three brats.
Guy in the middle doesn't look
that
like
picture.
A fight.
Oh,
like,
get it right there. Here.
Wait, how old is that kid? Dude.
I know the kid is like 20 and she's 32.
She's got a green blob on her arm, too.
I bet you that kid has green blobs.
My
big kid.
God, that Christmas photo. Nice. Oh. I love it that they left the TV on when they took the picture.
What's on the TV?
What were they watching?
It looks like a dumb Christmas recital.
Oh. Nice.
Whoa, look at her and her friends. Oh, there's a green blob on her right arm, too.
Can you find the other green blob? Is it seriously a green blob?
Yeah.
I found the bikini shot.
Oh, there we go.
Did you see the yoga ones, too?
Nice.
Some nice yoga poses.
I would not do yoga in the grass, though.
Man, we need to
crawling.
Free this chick.
Boy, you could really...
She's in jail still?
No, she's what? Out, I think. Look at how you can waste time on Facebook. And, you know, it's just so,
I just
it's so grim.
Pointless things.
The fight video.
Meanwhile, that's right. Lock her up.
Meanwhile, the live TV has Mayor starts standoff with SWAT.
Who cares? We're looking at this chick we don't know and have never seen. Random pictures.
What? Trudy, are you looking up the mayor starting the standoff with SWAT?
Yeah.
Wait, so there's a SWAT team at his house and he's standing off?
Who's the mayor? What mayor?
Port Richey, Florida.
It's Florida, though.
Yeah. I figured they're always having a mayor standoff.
Red team, go! Red team, go!
Oh, there's a new person accused of sexual assault.
Mayor starts standoff with sweat.
Started it?
Oops. What's the news, Mark?
Do you know Dr. Keith Ablo?
Yeah.
And that weird bald head? I know Trudy and I, you and I have talked about him before off the air.
Dr. Ablo.
Yeah, he's a psychiatrist. He's on all those talk shows and stuff, and he's always a guest on, you know, news stations like Fox and CNN. But multiple women have accused him now of sexual misconduct.
That dude.
Yeah.
One former patient said that he forced her to perform oral sex during therapy sessions. He also beat her with his belt. Another patient, he forced her to get his initials tattooed. To demonstrate
what?
His ownership of her.
He can't force someone to get green blobs.
You know where he always is? He's always on Inside Edition as their,
expert. He looks familiar. shaved head.
Asshole. Yeah. He's authored multiple books, had a syndicated talk show.
Why is he an asshole? Because he shaved his head.
Yeah, he looks like an asshole, though, doesn't he?
I feel like that.
He began to hit me when we engage in sexual activities. This is from the Boston Globe. Oh, who cares?
Oops, sorry. It's the Port Richey mayor arrested of shots. Sorry.
He would have me on my knees and begin to beat me with his hands on my breasts, she wrote occasionally, saying, I own you. You are my slave.
Shut up, Ab Blow.
The malpractice lawsuits, two of them filed Thursday. Okay, great. Yeah. Wow. Nice being a psychiatrist and banging your clients. And forcing them to.
That's nice, taking care or taking advantage of vulnerable people.
What an asshole.
Yeah, subjecting them to more.
He looks like a penis, too.
Psychic damage. He does.
Like Bezos. Why isn't there more Bezos news? Why is he on radio silent? That whole thing was huge for like 2 days and it's just disappeared.
Maybe he figures it'll just all sort of blow over if he stays.
I didn't think he wanted to blow
He really
over.
Can't get in the middle of this Smollett stuff, so.
No, but I don't know. I would have thought there'd be more movement with his battle with the National Enquirer.
Well, it seems to have shifted to his space exploration, because that's all the news stories on Bezos now is
really?
His...
No one cares about that.
His rockets.
Everyone just wants to see his dick pics.
He's racing Elon.
Oh, God.
Positive sentiment toward Bezos plunged after Amazon HQ2 Fallout National Enquirer debacle. That's interesting. I know the Amazon New York thing is such an interesting story. Mm. Honestly, I think that's one of the more intriguing real things that's happened this year.
Yeah, that matters.
Yeah, I mean, it does matter.
Yeah.
And I wonder how New York is going to sort of spin out of this. You know, it's one thing to blame him,
yeah.
But it's another thing for the next guy that's going to get tax breaks, who wants to come to New York and says, maybe Atlanta be better, or maybe Philadelphia.
The problem is it's New York. They'll be fine. People want to be in New York.
Yeah, they do, but if you're going to get a bunch of if everybody's going to kiss your ass, and you got to deal with... you got to become union, because that was one of the biggest complaints, is that Amazon was non-union. Are companies going to really be union to go to New York? Because that was not, and that's one of the biggest, sticking points I've seen in this, is that that was really not an issue before, but it was made an issue, and it was like, ugh, that's kind of a non-starter.
What was...
not for everyone. I mean, if you're a unionized company... Of course, it wouldn't matter.
What was de Blasio trying to get them to do? Because he was pissed at them for leaving.
He wanted them to work it out. He wanted them to respond to the complaints.
Oh, and they just cut bail?
I think he just said, fuck it. This is a debacle.
Yeah.
That's how he rolls.
If you can roll that way, you can roll that way.
That's what I think is interesting. This the most powerful city in the world. It really is.
No, I know. It's, and the most it's, powerful a, it's an company, exciting really. Matchup. It is. Yeah. It's like, who... And you know what?
Neither of them need each other, but both of them want each other.
Nice.
What's really interesting, though, is I'm noticing that there's a lot of negative stories being written about Amazon since then.
Yeah.
Because people are, since we're talking about Amazon, look at all these companies they just chewed up and ate alive.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, but that's not really a new story, but, you know, it's
people
out there more and
more.
Yeah, people are looking for more crappy stuff about Amazon, and there's plenty of it. And I find myself, oh God, not this song.
Jay-Z version.
In New York, we need another song about New York. I'm tired of kissing New York's ass all the time. They're out of money for the 9/11 survivors. See that? We need to come up with another $5 billion or $7 billion for the 9/11 survivors.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, John Stewart's still around raising money for that cause, so.
Well, I have nothing against 9/11 survivors, but honestly, did you see some of the formulas for the people who lost a spouse in 9/11? Now, this is more about people who, you know, 20 years later, 20 years, it hasn't been 20 years, 10, 15, 12 years later, found out that, hey, I've got damage from working on the site and stuff.
Yeah.
I absolutely feel those people should be taken care of. But, you know, the people that lost a spouse, it's like they go, okay, they made this much money. They'd probably make this much money times 30 years, 1.5 million. I mean, right. They were given phenomenal amounts of money, and there was so much emotion about 9/11. I mean, I'm not complaining about it. It's just that, you know, they came up with a large amount of money. I forgot how many billions it was. It was billions.
Why are they out of
dollars.
Money now?
Because now they're taking on the people with health issues who came along later.
The first responders?
Some, not all. Hmm. And there's a lot of fraud, apparently, people.
But there's always going to be fraud with that many people
and that much money. I know, it sucks.
It'd ever be zero fraud.
Wait a minute.
No, they have fraud in Michigan State.
How can fraud be perpetrated so frequently? When don't people have to investigate and do background checks?
No, because they want to get
before they dish out a million.
No, because they want to get
million?
The money out.
Yeah,
there.
They want
to get the money to the people.
I know it's galling.
There's a lot
it's
of money and a lot of people.
But that's why you put like actuaries on the job or forensic accountants.
Forensic accountants.
They're
more
too busy.
Forensic accountants.
Too busy with all the truce projects.
I have to say something very hilarious from Stern Show is that Bobo. You know who Bobo is,
Steve. Right.
Steve
from Florida. Bobo claimed that his brother died in 9/11 somehow.
Oh, no.
And turned out that it had nothing to do with 9/11. He
died on
9/11. I guess he died on the... I think he died on the 12th,
Yeah,
though.
He died the next day, but it had nothing
from
to
the
do
shock?
With...
It had nothing to do with 9/11.
Was it from the shock of
9/11? Bobo claims it's indirectly he died.
See, yeah, I believe it.
He won't really get into the details.
He has a jacket, a 9/11 jacket that has all these different pins on it. So when he wears it... People assume, oh, you were... You
stolen
know.
Valor.
Exactly.
So. Yeah. Oh, silly.
Oh, we should get a room with Jesse Smollett.
You pulled a Smollett.
Smollett. God. That shot of him going with his bodyguard made me madder than anything
off.
Yet.
Yeah.
You fucking asshole! He doesn't...
Let it go.
Why do people that don't need bodyguards always want bodyguards?
Because it looks like they're under attack.
No, but we know better. Like Les Moonves. I need an office and bodyguards. It's like, no, you're the one attacking people. Fuck you.
Kwame Kilpatrick.
Oh, here's another angle. Here's another angle of it, because I know you want to see this video again.
All right, Jesse, what do you got to say? What do you got to say for yourself, man? Hey, come on.
Looks like he's going to get a piggyback ride from that guy.
Fun.
I can't see it with that.
What about your fans?
What about your fans?
Fuck.
What about your fans? Fuck off. Who cares? Do you see a bunch of celebrities are striking out now?
Striking out at
Jesse? They're
really
mad at him, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of funny memes, though, too, especially with the gay Tupac.
There have been a lot of memes along the way, too.
There was one about all lies on me, because all eyes on me.
Oh, clever.
Yeah, I thought that was a good one. Tyler Perry, you want to hear what he wrote?
Yeah. What did he say?
It's really deep.
He talked to him, too.
It's really deep.
Honestly, I think some of the reaction tweets are as dumb as the original tweets.
50 Cent is the one that put out the gay Tupac, all lies on me. Good job, Fitty. O'Shea Jackson Jr., that's Ice Cube's kid. I don't know, they're all deep and really long.
Patton Oswalt said, thanks, Jesse. You gave Trump a get-out-of-race-baiting free card. She's like, what? So, wait, if Trump does something race-baiting, then nobody's going to say anything? Really? I don't think the media's really too worried about saying negative things about Donald Trump. That doesn't seem to be a problem.
Andy Cohen said his head is exploding this morning.
Oh, poor Andy.
I have to get off Twitter.
You know, I understand that. I do. I sympathize with him.
Andy Cohen?
Yeah. I understand why his head's exploding. I mean, he's a gay guy. He thinks this guy's been, you know.
I didn't even think about that angle.
Yeah. So, you know, for somebody, and he's also older than Jesse Smollett. I think a gay person who is older has got to look at that guy going, what the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me? You have no idea. You have no idea. If there was a gay hate crime 25 years ago, you know what we'd be talking about? Oh, he's gay. Isn't it? I mean, seriously, you'd be going, oh, wait, he's gay.
What?
Oh, he got beat up. Yeah, whatever, he got beat up. He's gay?
Yeah.
No, honestly. True. Isn't that true?
Sure, yeah. The anomaly.
He's gay? Rock Hudson, you know, honestly, reading that book, it just boggles the mind to read that he was as upset about admitting he was gay as he was about dying. How fucked up is that?
He's worried about his legacy.
Yeah, well.
I mean, you're... And this guy's 36 and he wants us to know how hard it is to be gay by faking a crime. And he lives an openly gay life. He lives a pretty charmed life.
Celebrity.
Lived. Yeah. Lived. Yeah. He was a child star. I'm not saying his life was always easy or that being gay was easy for him, but I tell you what, it's a whole lot better than it was.
So 20th Century Fox is still considering its options.
What? Why?
I think it's, can we fire him without having to pay him money?
Yeah, they're just trying
to. I'm guessing is.
Look like they're taking the high road. Yeah,
but there's an episode of some show called Drop the Mic that he filmed that's been canceled. which is dumb because if I was at show, I'd be like, oh my God, we have Jesse Smollett on our show. Holy shit, let's air it right now. He's never been hotter.
I know that's, but they get the publicity for dropping it. I mean, drop the
yeah,
mic.
Yeah, but I don't know what that show is.
I know, but now it. I do. Now, what's Drop the Mic? I don't know. What is it?
But they've already paid them for it. So why not just run it? Are they afraid advertisers are going to drop out?
They canceled the payment.
Drop this the says, Mic is the, is, it's the spinoff from James Corden show.
Oh, gross. I wish the whole thing
was
canceled.
Look at all the PR they're getting now.
That was the one where, who was rapping?
Oh, Dr. Phil.
Was rapping.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
This story says that he earned $100,000 per episode of Empire.
I was thinking it was a lot of money. I didn't. And when I saw this morning, somebody reported he made $20,000 an episode. I thought, that's not. Maybe I would have done that.
I feel
if
bad.
I made $20,000 for Empire.
You're Team
Smollett.
Well,
I might be on Team Smollett if he's making $20,000.
The real victims in this are Clay Aiken, Danielle Brooks, and Ian Ziering, who were in that episode of Drop the Mic that will never air now.
Oh, man.
Poor Ian Ziering. He can't catch
the Claymations will be... Wait.
The Claymates?
Claymates? Claymations. Wait, I'm thinking of Claytion, the evil creation from my life.
And I got yelled
Claytion,
at.
Claytion, evil creation. Ah!
For calling Ian Ian. Corrected me.
He yelled at you?
He didn't yell. He corrected me.
Oh, I'd only call him Ian then. It'd be a Chris
Ian.
Everett, Jim Everett situation.
I just found out it was Ian like 2 years ago.
I know.
It's because you never asked him.
I would have called him. If you called in today, I would call him Ian. I would absolutely call him Ian.
Well, who did that happen with? What was Kevin Bacon's wife? What's her name?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I still feel wrongly that I pronounce it correctly. It's
Kira.
Did that I call her Kira?
You called her the wrong one.
I know. Whatever it is, but who the fuck knows?
I think my favorite was still the one time Clark, we had Jason Alexander on. He called him George. Which is awesome. It was just the best.
Well, I called Gallagher by his brother's name.
Holy
he was so bummed. Because we'd been talking about his brother because he was running around doing the Gallagher show as Gallagher, and Gallagher had approved it, and then he started going to bigger markets that he was banned from, and Gallagher lost it and sued him.
Leo and
yeah,
Ron?
Kyra was hot.
She was not happy. Kyra Kyra.
So I ran around online trying to find other people calling her what I called her, and there were many.
trying to justify
it. I was trying to rationalize my mispronunciation and take it out on her.
Oh, there was an incident when I was in Chicago. We went to
Did you stage an attack?
No. We went to a nightclub though, and I walked in, and the guy that was with my friend says, "That's Eddie Vedder," and from a distance, he had kind of curly hair,
Eddie
sort
Vedder?
Of an Eddie Vedder. And she turns to me, and she goes, "That's Eddie Vedder," and I was like, "That's not Eddie Vedder." walked up to him later, and he was so not Eddie Vedder.
Should have pretended that he
really
was.
Really mad.
Got his autograph and given it to her.
Like Eddie Vedder's just be hanging out at some.
I can see it happening.
Trying to sort of approximate the Eddie Vedder look for the people who may be drunk enough to believe something like that. He was propagating a myth because I think he told somebody that he was Eddie Vedder.
I could see him being there.
Oh boy,
you never know. What kind of nightclub was it?
It was just at the top of this hotel.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised Eddie wasn't there. Fancy joint like that.
I think he might have been selling drugs.
What? Oh, that guy was selling
drugs. Selling drugs or something like that.
let's see. I'm trying to think if we missed anything. Oh, you know what I needed?
What about the Theranos article? Not of interest?
No, it was interesting. It really ties in with something that I'm very,
it was really good.
is very topical in my head, which I it's funny. I'm most mad at Smollett about the bodyguard. I'm most mad at him. The other thing he did was terrible, but now he's piling on.
Yeah.
And that pisses me off. No one is threatening him. No one is trying to hurt him. And he has a fucking bodyguard. He's spending his last $2,000 on a bodyguard.
Well, no. You know, it's all Garagos spending that money.
Oh, well, then fuck Garagos. And fuck.
That's the thing. It's all about image. Wouldn't that be cool if he just stroll out by himself without a lawyer or anything?
Well, there were a bunch of other people with him. He wasn't in any danger. What a dope.
What does he need people around him for anyway?
Scott Kunith will bring you the best of on Saturday. Scott's from Coldwell Banker Weir Manual. See what your home is worth or help in finding a new one. Call Scott Kunith. Things are going really well. He's the rising star. We got people calling him. Got some referrals, too. Maybe you've got a relative or somebody looking. People like Scott. He's fun. 248-797-7746. I enjoyed one of the zip fizzes he brought me for Christmas today.
Yeah, me too. Thanks,
and I needed
Scott.
The energy, too.
Yeah.
248-797-7746 or S. Kunith at CBWM. If you want to text, he's fine with that. He'll keep you informed through every step of the buying or selling process. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it. And his word is his guarantee. And Scott's a funny guy. He worked at Riff for a long time. And he's been in real estate a couple of years. And he's killing it. Won that Rising Star Award. It was like 400 people and he won.
Cool.
S. Kunith at CBWM. WM or 248-797-7746. Yeah, Mark gave me this story about Elizabeth. Is it Elizabeth Holmes?
Theranos.
Elizabeth Holmes from Theranos. Is it Holmes?
Holmes, yeah, Holmes.
Yeah, from Theranos. And it's a story about, you know, Theranos is crumbling. She's come up with this fake technology to prick your finger, get one drop of blood, and they can tell you all these things about, I mean, it sounds fabulous.
Right.
And that's why people like Walgreens wanted to get it in every store. I mean, which would have been such a game changer. It would have made medicine so much cheaper, but it didn't work. And they couldn't make it work. And you know, these scientists are going crazy trying to make this work. They've got these labs, and you've got people from Walgreens who are coming in, these big wigs, and they're like, yeah, where's the lab? And, you can't go in the lab. This is very top secret.
Top secret.
They said, well, can we take the lab results? Because they all got their finger pricked.
Right.
And then they ran the test somewhere else because the machinery didn't
traditionally,
work.
Traditionally, yes.
Right.
The traditional
and they said,
way.
Can we take the results to Stanford and compare it? She's like, I don't trust Stanford.
You have to.
Which is hilarious.
Have a pretty
she's,
good game going for a while.
She's a really good bullshitter. I'm really fascinated by these brilliant bullshitters like Elizabeth Holmes. She gets all these big wheels who aren't in medicine, people like Kissinger and George Shultz, to donate all this money. She raises money like nobody's business. She and Billy McFarland are so good at separating people from their money. The problem is they're full of shit.
Yeah. Mm.
So anyway, she was under investigation by
everybody.
Yeah, everybody. Pretty much Department of Justice, FBI, being sued by investors, Walgreens terminated their relationship, shut down the 40 testing sites. Forbes originally said she was worth $4.5 billion. They said, nope, she's worth nothing now.
Oh, God, wouldn't you just, I don't know, I would just be in my bed all day.
Absolutely, but
curl
not her.
Ball.
Nope, she just keeps on rolling, keeps on trying to separate people from their money. Two executives said that at the time she had 9 different law firms on retainer, including some really
Why
big law
nine?
Firms, to handle this mess, which was a legal disaster. But Holmes had other ideas. Despite the chaos, she believed Theranos could still be saved. She had an unconventional plan for redemption. According to 2 former executives, Holmes asked her security detail and one of her drivers to escort her to the airport in her designated black Cadillac Escalade. Yeah. She flew first class across the country, was subsequently chauffeured to a dog breeder, who supplied her with a 9-week-old Siberian Husky.
That's money well spent.
Puppy had long white paws, gray and a black body. She'd already picked out a name, Balto. Dog represented
Dumb
the journey
name.
That lay ahead for Theranos. He was named after the world-famous sled dog who in 1925 led
God.
A team. Listen to the bullshit.
Nice having an origin story for your dog's name.
Balto had led a team of huskies on a dangerous 600-mile trek from Nenana, Alaska to remote Nome, Alaska, bearing an antitoxin that was used to fight diphtheria, a diphtheria outbreak.
It's a Disney movie, too.
It was?
Yeah, Balto.
Really?
Oh, that's right.
That's where she found out about
we
it.
We learn everything through movies.
Oh, by the way, Balto was voiced by Kevin Bacon.
Oh, well, I can't cool. watch that anymore.
Kira Sedgwick, or Kyra Sedgwick, whatever, her husband. Holmes said Balto would hardly leave her side on the quest to save Theranos. Each day she'd wake up with Balto at the nearly empty Los Altos mansion she was renting about 6 miles from company headquarters. Then one of her two drivers, sometimes her two security personnel, and even sometimes one of her two assistants would pick them up and set off for work.
Balto, sit.
Balto would stroll through the labs with his owner. Holmes brushed it off when the scientists protested dog hair could contaminate samples.
There's a picture of Balto.
It doesn't work anyway, so.
Balto used to wear a vest with its name on the side.
Oh, God.
Like it looked like a service dog.
Mags and Layla had down vests.
Oh, boy.
Mags looked kind of cool in his, I have to admit.
Lord.
Balto wasn't potty trained, though. Balto frequently urinated and defecated at will throughout Theranos headquarters.
Oh, pick it up, Holmes.
During board meetings, Balto could be found in the corner relieving himself while a frenzied assistant was left to clean up the mess.
Oh, what did that frenzied assistant get paid, do you think?
Oh, who knows? People were paid fairly well there, I think.
Oh, that dog probably took huge dumps.
Can you put that on your resume that you worked there?
I don't know about that. Well, that'd be a good idea.
Oh,
she discovered that Balto had a tiny trace of wolf origin. Henceforth, she decided Balto wasn't really a dog, but a wolf. In meetings, whenever anyone stopped to pet the pup and ask his breed, she soberly replied,
"He's a wolf." It's not a dog.
Holmes had always enjoyed a certain lifestyle. From the early days of the company, she insisted on flying in a private jet. Bitch. As the company's legal problems mounted, its costs skyrocketed, but Holmes had a hard time weaning herself off certain luxuries. She still had her own personal security. Why does she need security? Why?
Because I'm worth $4.2 billion.
What?
It's all about...
It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what? Anyway. Okay. Drivers, personal assistants, and a personal publicist on retainer for $25,000 a month. She had an indemnity agreement with Holmes and Sonny Balwani, the company's COO with whom she had been romantically involved. Theranos paid all their legal bills, which totaled millions of dollars a month. By late 2017, she'd begun to slightly rein in the spending. She agreed to give up her private jet travel. Not a good look. Instead, traveled to first class on commercial airlines. But given that she was flying all over the world trying... Imagine being her age and demanding a private jet when your company is full of shit and you're raising money under false pretenses.
I have to have a private plane.
How do you have the nerve for all that, man?
I don't know. I don't know. It's really strange. I don't know.
I think you just have to act like you know you should get it.
It's what self-confidence gives people is amazing, isn't it? Isn't it just incredible? If you have the audacity to ask for it, you can get it.
Jesus.
Anyway, they moved to some shit box, some shithole place, because the place they were staying, she'd spent $100,000 on a conference table. It had all these ridiculous luxuries. And they had to move to this other place. They couldn't afford the $1 million a month rent.
Uh-huh.
I know. Ha, ha. She still has security. Probably still has security.
That dog's probably dumping everywhere still, too.
She probably just gave it away or set it loose.
You know, the weird thing about the story, I read about the guy. He was a important scientist that worked there who had all this. I forgot where this story was. Might have been Daily Mail. And he had a heart attack after he was let go because he was tired of lying and he was starting to spill a little bit.
Oh.
And so he was dismissed. And that was, we talked about him on the podcast. They said,
well, you've got to give up your shares.
And his lawyer finally said, just give him up. Not going to be worth anything anyway. So he signed over because you have to sign this. And they were pressuring him and hounding him. And finally, he talked to his lawyer and said, just sign it. Just forget it. Get the hell out of there.
The end of that Holmes article mentions how she has a fiancé now who she lives with in a luxury apartment. And they post on Instagram. She is not wearing her black turtleneck anymore. There she is.
Oh. Here I am wearing a choker with my fiancé. Is he hot, Trudy?
He's okay.
She's gross.
She is gross.
She looks better there, though. Of course, in her glasses, you can see him holding the phone, taking the selfie. There's another one over here.
She thinks
there he
she's
is
hot.
He's resting his head on my shoulder.
Yeah, she is the deepest voice in the relationship, for sure.
The voice is fake. The voice is totally fake.
Oh, look at this one. That better be Halloween. What are they wearing? She's dressed like Kesha.
Oh.
Happy birthday to my best friend. The last year's been the best I've ever had.
Really?
Health information. One of the worst traits.
There they are at some raceway.
Oh, she's having a good old time, huh?
Nothing bothers her.
When did she go to prison?
Soon.
I know. I wish she could be thrown in one of those shitbag prisons. I'm sure she'll be in a club Fed or something, won't she?
Oh, for sure.
Why do they do that? But this crime is horrible.
This crime is horrible because there are a lot of people they were diabetics, right? Who had bad readings.
It's redeveloping the whole lab infrastructure. Sorry. So the equipment, the hardware is part of it. And we did a lot of work on that. But it's also all the assays, all the chemistries that are used for processing these samples. And other elements of the ecosystem in the context of serving as a laboratory that can
lock her up. I agree. I like that chant, by the way.
Any combination of tests. Uh-huh.
And why didn't they chant "lock him up" when Smollett was going in there? Wouldn't that have been cool?
Lock him up. Lock him up.
Security.
Look at that crowd.
Jesus.
That's right. Lock her up.
Smollett security. I'm not getting over that security anytime soon. If I see him with another security person, I'm going to just come unglued. Oh, my God. How dare you? Did that incense you at all? Like it incensed me? I mean, even close?
Yeah. Yes, it's insulting.
It's completely attitudinal for somebody who just did something so fucked up.
It reminds me of Kwame taking the private jet when he got out of jail.
Yes.
What?
I'm still flying high, everybody.
Well,
yeah.
Eventually, they'll bring him down. So
I want him in some shithole prison too, and he won't go to a shithole prison either, will he?
I want to tell you, Detroit,
probably not,
that you done set me up for a comeback.
Is Kwame in one of those shitholes?
No, he's in.
I don't know where
he is. He in a federal.
I want him in a shithole too.
Yeah, he's got to be in federal because they've been moving them all around the country.
We need to name one of these prisons just shithole prison.
Yeah. Put him in.
Any high-profile person goes to shithole prison. End of story.
He's in New Jersey.
Oh, so
how come he gets moved around so much?
I know. He's constantly moving.
So you can be closer to his kids?
He costs.
Oh, his kid. He loves his kids so much.
He's big-headed boy.
Yeah. He's been seeking a pardon from Trump. Do you think Donald will pardon him?
Trump might be crazy. If anybody will do it, it's Trump. He has no chance.
Why does he need another get out of race card free?
I don't think Trump would pardon Kwame Kilpatrick. If he was Republican, he might.
And
I don't think so.
No, there has to be some kind of connection.
Kwame could just say a couple of flattering things, though, and he might get out of it.
That's true. Flattering, but he has no. There's no advantage for him.
It wouldn't do him any good. It wouldn't make anyone happy.
No.
Not even him. Most of all, him.
He should pardon Elizabeth Holmes.
Hey, by the way, I saw the latest poll on president, and Biden had 23%. He sounds like he's going to run.
Biden.
Oh, yeah.
Bernie Sanders had 22%.
You mean crazy Bernie?
Did you see him playing basketball?
Wait, yeah, I did. I tweeted out that somebody please swat that shit away. That weak shit.
He's playing basketball.
He was shooting baskets. He was making bank shots. It was like, get the fuck. Bank somebody shots. Swat that shot.
Bank shots.
Set shots.
Oh, my
Nobody's
God.
Nobody's swatting anything.
Way to look even older.
Wouldn't you like to stuff him? Wouldn't it be? Look at that. Just come over and. Whammo!
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
That chick acting like she's trying to lock his shot.
She's a good ball fake.
That wasn't a bad ball fake. He's got a shot.
He's got some height, man.
Really?
But
he shoots kind of like Bill Cartwright, doesn't he?
Yeah, look.
Takes the ball really high.
He does. You're right. It's so ridiculous.
It is. It's a Bill Cartwright shot.
He has a Bill Cartwright shot. He absolutely does.
Awesome.
Huh.
Anyway, isn't it amazing that these guys are 74 and 77, and they are the top candidates. I'm really, you know, and not just Trump, but even going back, isn't it fucking crazy? The idea to be president of that, it just seems insane.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane. But I don't think...
They have a lower end, what, 35? Can't they have a higher
35.
End?
Yeah.
65?
I'm not against that at all. I just think it's crazy. I think you're going to... Although, you know, Sanders has incredible energy. It's like, I could not possibly keep up with this guy.
Fuck no.
Biden, I don't know. Does Biden have that kind of energy? I mean, you got to have crazy energy to be president.
Trump does.
He does.
That's because he saved it up.
I think he did. He didn't use all his energy bar. I think, you know, there's something about people who want to be president. I don't even understand it. You've got to be insane.
Huge ego and nuts.
And also, the part I don't get is when you start getting all this opposition and you don't give a fuck. I would fold under the pressure. As soon as people approach, they go, oh, no, I'm out. I don't know all these people mad at me. Fuck that.
Yeah, but if you're in that world of politics, you get it anyway.
I don't know. It would make me
Trump's
nuts.
Trump's at it, too, so.
I would think.
No, I think it would make.
He's never had anything like this.
I think
nothing
would make
like
most
this.
Normal people nuts. But to be president, you're not normal.
But, you know, even when you're running a large company, you don't get opposition like that. Nothing like that. I don't know. It's more insane now than ever. It used to be.
Yeah.
I think you didn't have as much opposition to anyone. Now, it doesn't matter who's president. They're going to be just wailed on. Aren't they? I mean, really?
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about Tekashi 6ix9ine, by the way, trying to get into, he might have to go into witness protection?
Thanks for that.
Sorry.
Thanks for looking at social media, too. She's judging about Drew on Twitter.
His snitching is worse than his crime.
But you didn't see the photo that was made?
Yeah, I did see them. I didn't know that. I was really into that. So I just saw that.
Did you like my tattoos?
I did like your tattoos.
His name's going to be Tim 55.
Yeah.
What? Tim 55?
Yeah.
We threw something up on your Twitter where he's meeting neighbors and he says, no, I'm not the rapper guy. My name is Tim 55. Oh. But he's got, you know,
so
Tekashi 6ix9ine in his face. And it kind of...
I think I look better than him
kind of
with the tattoos. I'm really happy about it.
Yeah, you need the hair. We got to add his hair to you.
How can he change?
I don't want the rainbow hair.
What?
I don't want rainbow hair.
Insane. That looks great.
I don't think it's going to work.
What about rainbow teeth?
No.
Rainbow grill?
His teeth look ridiculous. By the way, is that done for life? He has to have those stupid teeth?
I thought it was just a grill.
It's a grill. You can see in his mugshot he doesn't have it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm with you, Tekashi, on that one.
But they would have to remove all the tattoos if they were to put
I would think yeah. so. I think he'd be pretty busy at Dr. Roche to get rid of all that. Because the neck tattoo's a big problem.
Just put makeup over it.
No,
can he wear blackface? I mean, he's Hispanic.
Maybe.
I don't know what the rules are.
6ix9ine. Oh, my God. All right. Get us out of here, Brandon.
Yeah.
We have the best of two brought to you by Scott Kunith, which you'll have for Saturday. And, of course, always like us on Facebook, rate us on Facebook, rate us on iTunes. And what else do we have? Any other important
phone numbers? Did you throw the phone number out there?
Oh, yeah. 209-66-BONER. I do think we need to have a topic for people to call in on.
You can text it as well.
There's that security guy. Oh, my God. Damn it!
He might be the big winner in all this, the security guard. He's got a lot of FaceTime.
You fucking asshole! Fake attacks all year long, but don't have a fucking security guard when you go into... Oh,
is this the dumbest celebrity story in a long time that is a... Well, I guess...
Martin Downey Jr. was the last one I can really remember like this. As far as
that's pretty
a
stupid.
Celebrity making a story up?
Yeah.
I mean, celebrities are caught lying about stuff, but I mean... Morton Downey was claiming he was attacked by a neo-Nazi.
Oh, that's right.
In a bathroom.
Yeah. Is he attractive, the neo-Nazi?
Well, there was no neo-Nazi.
Morton's
problem was he put the Nazi sign on
backwards,
wrong because he did it in the mirror.
I remember
So it was backwards. And there was no sign of any attack. And then they looked at the backwards Nazi sign.
Well, they're known for...
He was such a huckster, too.
They're known for when attacking, they mark you with swastika.
What?
They take a second.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure why they would mark up Morton Downey Jr.
Wouldn't.
Anyway. He was a lot of fun, though, for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Very entertaining. Yeah. He's a singer, too.
You're on his panel.
I was on his panel. I was pro-death penalty, by the way. I was on Mort's side, thank God. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
I believe that coming in now.
Mark and Trudy, you two boneheads got me watching Manifest, okay? The acting is terrible. So I want to say screw you guys.
Mazzaway, he's like the bizarro Superman of your show. Everything that's cool and fun, he hates. And everything that's dumb and
not cool, he loves.
I am in my 2018 Ford Escape that I purchased from Zot Ford in Holly from Zot's sexiest car salesman, Tom Mazzaway himself. Anytime you're going to just take a doctor's word for vaccines are okay, think again.
Oh boy, here we go.
Hi, this is Lauren. My most favorite thing is how that Mark Fallhauer can craft an argument. I could listen to him reason all day long.
Sorry you lost.
I will fling you like baby poop.
I'm sick of hearing you eating pizza and 7-Eleven crap food.
Watching a commercial for Car Shield, Coach Ditka's on there. He's getting very close to a Marine McCormick neck.
Peter Tork, shiny and sparkly, splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night.
I think you and Trudy and your shithouses should call Scott Kunin and have him sell them for you.
Come on, your house sucks.
Love you guys. Miss Mike. Huge. Quickly.
So I'm on Team Maz. I think All About You, Sweetheart definitely sounds like Reggie Miller.
Wrong.
Drew, you got me hooked on Love After Lockup.
I miss the Ray and Keith drops.
All right, you guys got me feeling bad. I don't hate you, Mark.
Maz just drives me crazy.
You butt out.
Mr. Ambassador.
Did we get back to the time where we put a time limit on Mazaway's time vampiring?
Damn it.
I might just stop listening to the show if I hear that highlight doll.
That fucking highlight doll.
My wife and I leased a truck from Tom, drove all the way up from Howell to Holly, and he did a good job.
And also, bye.